Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to go through the top 10 stories this week, the charts prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine last week of June 2018. I don't know that there are too many surprises here, boys and girls. What do you think?
Not surprises, but the Justice Kennedy is certainly
surprising.
Why? Kind of surprising because he's retiring?
I think everybody expected it, but just the fact that it's here.
Why? Why is there something? Most of the time, these people stay for life. They carry him out in a box.
Yeah.
So is there something wrong with him?
It's supposed to be like the Doug Steffen model, where you just hear a thud one day, and that's it. We're convinced that's how Doug's going to go.
Charming. Thank you very much. That's very true.
That's great.
Right. Well, there have been members of the Supreme Court who have died with their boots on. That's for sure. Scalia is one of them. They do normally, or it seems the tradition is, what the expectation is, that they will stay there through their life, and that has bothered some. So the fact that there seems to be a search on for somebody who's young, who has the right credentials, whatever those would be. Gorsuch is in his early 50s, right? How old? He was the most recent appointment, isn't he?
Right. I thought he's older 53, than that.
53, 54.
No, I think older than that.
Yeah, well, gray hair does that to you sometimes, Victoria. Yeah. Wait till you get there.
Trump has said he wants to appoint somebody. Gorsuch is 50 years old.
50.
50. Yeah,
he's younger than I am.
Yeah. Well, B, you could be on the Supreme Court.
Okay. Oh, no, he's not aging well. He does not look 50.
Wow.
Yeah. 50 years old. Wow is right.
Yeah, carrying Trump, the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Trump has said that he would like to appoint somebody that will be there for 35 to 40 years.
Yeah. All right, what's the average stay of the current crop of people who are there? I'll bet it's pretty close to that, Richie. I bet there are a lot of people thinking now of the folks who have been around for a long time. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I bet she's been there for close 40 years.
How old is RBG? Is she 80?
She's 84, 85, yeah. somewhere in that range. Yeah, right.
The average stay is 30 years.
30 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So is that good or bad for the law in America? Why do they stay that long, and is it good for us as a country to have these people who are the delineators of how our society is shaped? They are the best example I can come up with of, and I'm not an ageist. I got no room to maneuver around because I'm not the youngest guy on the radio, but it's different for me doing what I'm doing versus what they're doing. Remember when... what's his face? Zuckerberg from Facebook went to testify before Congress or Senate, and those old fossils Orrin Hatch, 84, Dianne Feinstein, 86, asking ridiculous, stupid, ignorant, embarrassing questions of him. They hadn't got a clue. So what does that tell you about how the country's being run with the mindset of the people who vote on these laws? It's precarious.
I will tell you that people, when they go to the polls on the right, this is a big issue for them when they go to the polls. On the left, it hasn't been so much. It's who gets appointed to the Supreme Court is very important to those on the right.
Because?
I think they see that as kind of the longer term, more settled branch of government. Mm-hmm. And if you control that, or if that is leaning your way, you have a better chance of the country going the way you want it to over the long term. Or as opposed to, you know, every 4 years, you're swinging the pendulum back and forth. You don't know what you're going to get.
All right. So then the concern, if you will, about this that has spread to the political halls of Congress, the Democrats are starting to make arguments that there should be no Supreme Court pick till after the election because I don't buy that because it was a presidential
election. They have no argument. They can't.
Wait a second. There's a total precedent that Mitch McConnell set. He wouldn't even entertain.
That was a presidential election, Victoria.
But the Republicans controlled the House. They controlled what got to the floor. The Democrats don't. The Democrats have no mechanism to stop this.
I understand. We're talking about two different things here. I understand they don't have the mechanism to stop it. But fair is fair, and the biggest hypocrisy would be, and it doesn't matter if it's just a presidential election, that would be incredibly hypocritical. The Republicans sat on Merrick Garland for over a year. They wouldn't even give the man a hearing. They wouldn't even entertain the notion of him.
But that's politics. You know what? The Democrats have done the same thing.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's incredibly hypocritical if
whatever.
If that was the other way around, Rich, that would be, the Democrats are so terrible. They're so hypocritical.
I don't disagree with you, but you're talking about history now. It's done. Here's the reality. The Republicans are going to get their pick, and it's going to sail through, and there's nothing the Dems can do to stop it. That's the reality.
There you go. All right. We're going through the top 10 items. Richie prevailed on me a month or so ago because we used to start at the bottom, number 10, and get to number 1 with 13 seconds to spare. Now we've turned it around a little bit, so we start with number 1 and go through a number of these issues. I think what my feeling is, as the host, is that the things that keep being repeated, we don't spend too much time on. For example, number 2, more of the illegal immigration discussion and the stuff that is just, bing, bang.
There's a little bit of an interesting hook there today. So we'll talk about that. You got to stick around and listen.
Okay, Richie, let's do that. In the meantime, how about I fix your last night's bad night? You had a bad night, tossing and turning. Remember that old song from the 60s?
Please, move along.
Tossing and turning.
Here's the shiny penny. That's why we started number 1, everybody.
We've been singing all day. All right, so the details of how pillows are made, maybe it's not that important to you. The details of how well you sleep are important to you. So I can tell you with really constant comfort, I can attest, and so can Victoria, Richie, did you ever get any My Pillows? I forgot whether we put you on the list or not.
I have 4 My Pillows.
4 My Pillows. All right. So I know how you can get 4 at half price. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and you can get 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Get them for 50% off. In fact, you can buy anything on the MyPillow.com website for 50% off using the DJV code. It's a special way to get in and stay there. All the pillows and the other things that they have there on mattresses, on top of mattresses. You can get them in all sizes, mattress covers. You can get a bed for your dog. I don't know if they have cat beds, but they have pet beds. Maybe use it. Got a big cat, small bed, all set. So seat cushions, rolled and go pillowcases, and printed designs on the pillows, all kinds of things that will make it fun to have My Pillows, but also you get a better night's rest. So, get your body in good shape. Do yourself a favor. Let's get to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save a lot of money. buy a lot of good things. They'll finance anything over $200. So let's get going. Let's get you a good night's sleep. Start with a visit to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
All right, 16 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a focus on immigration policy. You said there was a new wrinkle, Richie?
Mexico is about to get a new president. Andres Manuel López Obrador.
You,
is going into this weekend's elections, the presidential elections, with a substantial lead. This guy's going to walk away with it.
What's his issue? Why is he winning? Why is he ahead?
Because he...
Down with America?
Well, you know, he's a lefty who says he is going to root out all government corruption. He's tired of it. Right.
He'll be dead in a week.
He's tired of it.
I was just going to say that, Doug. I don't want to start.
He says, well, check this out. His safety won't be guaranteed because he says, I will not live in the presidential palace. I will close it up and make
check
a museum
that. You'll
out
be
of
dead
it.
In 2 days.
And I will live in my townhouse that I currently live in.
Right. Does he have a lot of money? Because he's going to need it for security.
He was the mayor of Mexico City 3 times, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
So, but bottom line is he's going to win, and he says he's going to root out all of the bad people in government, all the corruption.
That's like 99% of all of Mexican government.
I know.
It's so corrupt.
As a guy, police
are corrupt. It's horrible.
As a guy who goes to Colombia and whose wife owns property in Colombia and a business in Colombia, it's just the way it works.
Right.
It's
not going to
change. Yeah. And Colombia is not near as bad as Mexico.
Which is, hello. Think about that statement.
But let me tell you something.
Colombia isn't as bad
right.
as Mexico is now.
If you need to get a form for your house for the property taxes or something like that, you either wait 6 months or you pay the right person to get it for you today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Corruption
it's just
galore.
The way it works, man.
All right.
It's like
let's
Providence,
get to the...
Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
But we'll see what that does with the immigration. I mean, having a new president in Mexico. It might change things up a little bit.
Yeah, da 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 da. Okay, the primary results from Tuesday, number 3 on the countdown list as we move toward number 10. Biggest surprise was in New York, where a young Hispanic lady beat out a longtime Republican. He's going to... Well, I've forgotten now.
Long-time
Republican
Democrat. Right.
He was a Democrat.
Crowley.
She's a Democrat.
Yeah.
She won the primary, so he's going to be out.
He is out, and that was a huge upset. People really didn't think that this 28-year-old activist could, and a female, could take that long-held position from Cowley or Crowley. So he was the fourth top Democrat. At one point, he was supposed to, I guess, be Nancy Pelosi's successor.
Well, it's still, it was thought he was going to be able to take, one of the people to take her seat. And
yeah.
That isn't happening right now. And yeah. While this district is, it's heavily, heavily, heavily immigrants, first-generation immigrants. So it's not a nationwide trend, but these younger Democrats is a trend. Mm-hmm. And so Nancy Pelosi better watch out because she's got these young whippersnappers nipping at her heels, and I don't think she's longed for her seat.
Yep.
What a shame. Oh, golly gee, that'll be too bad. Okay, that's my point of view. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Canada has now weaponized the sexual revolution with a 7-2 decision in her Supreme Court that forces a Christian university to adopt the court's version of what is moral and ethical or suffer loss of accreditation. This is a significant blow to religious freedom in Canada.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change at the hour, we're starting back into the conversation about what's going on. This Talk Radio Review brings all of us together. We think about what's going on in the world and bring you our thoughts. You can share yours with us at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden. Help yourself to Twitter. Glad to have you listening to our discussion of these issues. The top 10 from Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We do this exercise every week, 52 weeks a year. At least I'm here. Some of the others chicken out like they aren't here. They find other things to do, like go to the beach on Friday.
Or celebrate Christmas Day.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right, with your kids.
Stuff like that. Outrageous.
Wimps.
Okay, number one is the Kennedy retirement. Number two, immigration policy. Number three, the primary results. Number four, rulings from the Supreme Court, including the union ruling, which I think is very appropriate. And I don't have to say any more than that. I think it's time that people, this is a country that ought not to have someone make you pay to support a political candidate you don't want to pay, that you don't want to support. And that's what this ruling is all about, long overdue. All right, Victoria, your thoughts?
I agree with that. I you know, we talked earlier in the week about a friend of ours who is in the plumbers union here in New York City, and during the election they had meetings with about leading up to the election they had meetings with various representatives of, you know, this, if you vote for Hillary, this is what she's going to do for the unions. If you vote for Trump, this is what's going to happen. And it was very politicized. He didn't like Trump or Hillary. He didn't vote, and he felt sort of bullied into, you know, handing over a portion of his money to support the candidate that the whole union wanted to support, which was Hillary here in New York. But I don't think anyone should be forced to do anything like that. If you're in a union for work, that shouldn't have anything to do with your political beliefs. So I'm fine with a separation of this. And just knowing how our friend felt about that and talking to him, it was an issue that I had never even thought of. But I saw it from the other side, and I agree with the ruling. I think it's important.
All right. So let's get to, there's not much here. Other than, yes, we agree, so
interesting to see what the unions do now. And one of the things that's been discussed is whether the unions will be able to negotiate raises only for those who pay dues. So let's say the plumbers union goes in and negotiates a raise for everybody. But you know what? It only works for you who paid the dues. For those of you who didn't pay the dues, you don't get the raise.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's been discussed. We'll see how that works out.
But is that going to change, though? Because that's how it is now anyway, right? If you're a non-union worker, you're not entitled to union wages.
No, it was for – what they're saying is if you're a union worker but you don't pay the dues, will you still get represented?
How could you be in the union if you don't pay your dues?
I don't know.
Okay, that doesn't make sense, but all right. Okay. I'm confused.
If you don't pay your dues, you're
out. I've been in SAG after for a while, and if you don't pay your dues, you're out. So
maybe everybody's out.
I think I've told you this before. Rich, you've heard me tell the story about being the teacher's union rep when I was a teacher back in the 70s. I said, I don't want to belong to the union. I don't want to pay these dues. I don't want to support these candidates. I said the same thing then, 40, 50 years ago, as I'm saying now. And so for my trouble, I was elected union rep. So and it was the firsthand way for me to find out the inner workings of, you know, it's the sausage being made and what went on there. And it was a good experience for me. I belonged to 6 unions over the years, and I haven't liked any of them. I especially don't like SAG and AFTRA because they are among the most elitist bunch of snobs I have ever come across in my life. And political, woo! So I'm not saying
my only beef with SAG-AFTRA is just that when I had their health insurance, it was just not good.
28 past the hour. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try My Pillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-3600. 5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate at home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 past the hour, this week's Talk Radio Review, roundup of thoughts from Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the air. The stories, well, we do the top 10 stories and try to get through all of them in this hour just to get some reflection, and you can agree or disagree, help yourself to thinking about what's there, but because you're fans of the format, that's one of the reasons that you're here. I know that. Talk Radio Countdown Show is always available every weekend at talkradiocountdownshow.com, too, by the way. There are two lists that Talkers prepares, Talkers Magazine prepares. One of them, top 10 stories of the week, according to their research, listening to stations, programs, hosts around the country, but there's also a people list. And so I may touch on a couple of those names here just for chuckles and chuckles. Donald Trump is always number one on the list. This week, Anthony Kennedy is two for obvious reasons. Joe Crowley and Alexandria Cortez, the lady. This is the Crowley. I don't know why he's there. Why is Crowley?
He's the one she beat.
Because he's the, yeah. He's
oh, I thought it was another name. Oh, I thought
no.
There was another person's
no,
another
Crowley.
Name I recognize. Okay. Putin is number four. Maxine Waters, the death threats against her, number five. What's the matter? I mean, she's a whack job. What's the matter? That's the thing. there's so much of this, you know, look at what happened in Annapolis and elsewhere.
And right, and she's out there promoting it.
Well, but then, you know, the people that want, anybody you disagree with, I'm going to kill you.
Right. You don't like something, then yeah. You know, throw a bomb threat in or a death threat or go right, shoot a place up. It's ridiculous.
Look at the disrespect. Number six is Sarah Saunders. Look at the disrespect shown to her. Again, the same thing. Maxine Waters on one hand, Sarah Saunders on the other. The complete disrespect for them as human beings. So you don't like what her boss, you're going to throw out of a restaurant. What kind of a mealy-minded moron comes up with that? And look what it's gotten her.
Nice alliteration, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Rich. What is it that makes people so they're so aligned to the, it's almost like the death. I'll fight to the death. It's like the gladiator or something. Just because of somebody's political point of view, you're going to throw them out of your restaurant. Man.
But, you know, we live in such divisive times right now in this country that when you, let's say, and now if I owned that restaurant, I would not have done that because I think that's just, I don't agree with that. However,
good business.
Well, but see, the thing is, though, in today's era, it could actually be bad for business to let her stay there because everyone who doesn't like Trump would then boycott the restaurant. So she either risks kicking
her.
No, no, but listen.
Who thinks that way?
Doug, everyone thinks this way right now. This is what my point is. Well,
no.
Okay, separate from you, this is the point. You have to. This is how business owners are operating these days. When you have to take the calculated risk, do I kick out Sarah Saunders and five other people? That's a total of six customers lost. Or do I let her dine here? The pictures come out. She tweets that she was here. And now I lose 20 people who don't want to come to my restaurant thinking I'm supporting Trump.
What
is exactly the
25 people you lost for kicking her out? That won't ever come there.
I would never walk into a restaurant
that kicked out anybody.
Guys, what I'm saying is, my point is, though, this is what business owners have to go through all the time now. Because if you look like you're supporting one side, the other side, there's a backlash.
But by serving somebody, you're not supporting them. You're just serving them. They are a customer.
Other people who hate Trump at the level that a lot of people hate Trump, that would be enough for them to boycott the restaurant.
They're loud,
Rich. I'm telling you, they're loud. It's not just extremists. Look at the Yelp page. That's a battleground between Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters. It's unbelievable how businesses have been harmed by this.
Is the
Yelp
fish any good at this place? Yeah. I want to know what kind
of fish. Have you been on the Yelp page for that restaurant? Because there's a restaurant called the Red Hen in New Jersey that has now suffered where people will not go to the restaurant thinking it's affiliated with the other restaurant in Virginia where it happened.
Right.
As a business owner, I do not envy their positions.
It's only because they kicked somebody out that Yelp is now on fire over it. Had they just gone in and ate, Yelp wouldn't have even known.
But Sarah Saunders, right, but if Sarah Saunders had tweeted that that's where she was dining and that she was there with her family, there are people who would not have gone to that restaurant because of that.
I agree.
So
you know what? Whatever.
It's right now, everything seems to be you have to take a calculated risk politically, and it's a shame because it's affecting everything in our society right now.
All I want to know is what kind of fish do you serve when you have blueberry pie? That's it. Other than that,
right.
I don't care. I don't give a you know what.
But a lot of people do. A lot of people.
For what reason? What is the,
because
how
a lot
are they,
of people
they better
feel,
served?
Because a lot of people feel like they're being conscious consumers and they're making moral decisions on where they put their money, where they spend their time.
Do these so-called conscious consumers check with a restaurant before they walk into it? Are you a conservative or a Democrat restaurant?
No,
a liberal restaurant? Are you a progressive restaurant? Is your pie progressive, or is it
conservative? For example, any restaurant that is in a Trump building right now has taken a huge hit.
Ah, my God!
And that's because people will not go.
Because it's got his name on it. I get that. But if you walk into a Dairy Queen, who cares? Whether Sarah Saunders eat there.
Look, I'm not saying I do this.
Crispy
all I'm saying is
Dairy Queen.
All I'm saying is you don't eat chicken. All I'm saying is that this is how a lot of people think right now, and this is a tough place for people in small businesses to be in.
Let me tell you something.
In.
last time I was in line at the Chick-fil-A, there was about 40 cars in front of me. So,
and bet they're all not great wing cars either.
You can't go into a Chick-fil-A without having 100 people in front of you. And
well,
you
but people don't go to Chick-fil-A's because of...
A lot of people don't.
And
right.
I don't think Chick-fil-A minds because I think they're doing all right.
They're doing fine without them, yeah. Okay, so I just want to kind of go back to the discussion. We have this polarization, and while we're there, the discussion of who replaces Justice Kennedy, I have a suggestion. One of the people that hosts a television, like Judge Judy, let's put her on the Supreme Court, Joe Brown.
Right, he's
About, let's put one of those people.
I don't know Joe Brown, but you know what? I'd vote for Judge Judy any day.
Judge Judy is a piece of work.
And I don't I honestly don't even know what her political affiliations are, but I like how smart she is, and I like I like watching her on the show. I think when she was actually a real judge, she probably was exactly like that.
I like that.
I think, and I think having another woman would be good. Yeah. So I'm all for it. Go for Judge Judy.
I think
Judge
Jury
for the Supreme Court.
But see, the thing is, though, Rich, my point is, though, I've been watching her show for a long time. Not every day, but whenever it's on. But I still don't know what her political affiliations are, and that's what all judges should be. That's why I could say I would absolutely be in favor of someone like Judge Judy, because her politics aren't supposed to come into play. And yet this has become such a political position, and it's not supposed to be.
Okay. So just while we're throwing gasoline on the fire here, let's look up Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. I'm sort of off the rails now for a minute.
Uh-oh, Rich.
Do you know Representative Maloney, know who he is?
No.
Okay. Google him, and we'll talk about why I suggested that we Google him in a moment, because that sort of fits into this conversation that we're having right now about how crazy the world has become. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the official lists from Talkers Magazine. Notice how I sound like a broadcaster there. The official lists from Talkers, top 10 stories, number 10, goings and comings of football stars. So that's number 10, sports talk radio. Number 9, the death of Joe Jackson. Number 8, the continuing focus on the Russian probe. Give me a break, will you please kiss that off? Oy. Number 7, the shooting in Annapolis. Number 6, the harassment of administration officials. Number 5, is there going to be a meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin? Looks like it. Supreme Court rulings, number 4. Primary results, number 3. Illegal immigration, number 2. And the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. That makes the top. That's the cap of the list. Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. Meanwhile, something that is good and sane is this is the sanest way to lose weight that you could possibly find, the healthiest way to lose weight that you could possibly find, and the most practical way to lose weight that you could possibly find. Understanding how your body works. Some people care, some people don't. If you understand how your body works, you'll know why Calitrin is the number one, the best healthy choice, healthiest choice, for weight loss in the country. Calitrin uses protein from collagen. Protein from collagen pushes the fat out, allows you with good exercise to develop good, strong, lean muscle. That's it. Pushes it, literally pushes the fat out, and it becomes part of, you know, your system eats and it moves out things that your body doesn't need or use, and thus the fat goes away. No adverse effects whatsoever. You'll maintain your weight or you'll lose the weight. I've been on this since the end of April, 10, 11 pounds. I needed to lose my little roll, Richie, that I get around. Matter of fact, you could use this for your roll.
I could definitely use some, yeah.
Yeah, you could. All right, so here's where you go, Richie. Toploss.com. Get 10% off. You might even be able to get a better deal than that because you know me. So anyway, go to toploss.com. Or they might charge you more. 10% off. If you use the code DJV, you'll be all right. Toploss.com. Lose the weight effectively, safely. No caffeine, no drugs, no nothing but natural collagen in Calitrin. You get a free bottle when you buy over a 3, 10% off whatever you buy. Toploss.com. Lose the weight safely, sanely. TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for special deals.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders Program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
The list of people that have made it into the top 10, according to the review done by the supervisors at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Let's go at it from number 10 to number 1. Joe Jackson, his passing noted at number 10. Number 9, Robert Mueller and the continuing Russia probe. Angela Merkel is at 8. Jared Warren Ramos, bad guy in the shoot 'em up. In Annapolis, number 7. Sarah Sanders, number 6. That's pretty much that. What went on with her was pretty damned outrageous, don't you think? Maxine Waters, speaking of outrageous, number 5. Vladimir Putin, more outrage, number 4. Joe Crowley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in that election upset in New York, number 3. Anthony Kennedy, as you can imagine, number 2. And as usual, the president of the United States, number 1 most discussed person in our country is Donald Trump. All right, let's get back to the countdown. This is sort of a countdown extra. I just wanted to throw this. I always love throwing grenades and then listening to people talk about it. My whole life has been grenade throwing on the radio or in other circumstances where I've been. And so here's Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who was notified that his office was not allowed to buy tampons for his staffers. He says it's the old geezers from the Republican Party who are at fault. So now he pays $37 a week or whatever it is to buy feminine hygiene products for his staff.
Why is he buying feminine hygiene products?
Because it got denied. Yeah, I just read through this. He was allowed to buy tissues, hand sanitizer, a first aid kit. Those are things that he's allowed to buy under the budget.
Federal funds.
With federal funds. But right. It was rejected, so he had to write a personal check for $37 to provide feminine hygiene products.
But is that something you expect your employer to buy for you? Isn't that something that's kind of really, really personal and you kind of bring yourself?
Don't you have a dispenser, a tampon dispenser?
Yeah, dispenser.
Bathroom
right.
At Radio America?
No.
Really?
Oh, okay. Well... Most every other place does.
I've seen them. Well, here I am saying I've seen them.
I don't control it. The building
replaces all
of them. I don't go
into too many women's
restrooms.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Right. Well, in this case, and that makes sense. Then, if you're renting space in the landlord,
yeah,
that makes sense.
If there is a
quite honestly, I've never been in the women's room. Like, do they have a tampon dispenser with ladies' room here? No. No.
Ah! Outrage! Burn the building down. Yeah.
For Kara.
All right.
Sue.
Right,
well, apparently it will be worked out, and
do they have condoms in there?
The reject.
Yeah,
I've never seen condoms in a bathroom ever.
Oh. In a woman's room? Oh, I've seen
in restaurants? Yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
In bars? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe in the men's room, but not in the women's room.
Right.
Yeah. But apparently this is going to get worked out and that the committee made a mistake and that they should not have denied that the budget include feminine hygiene products.
I guess for emergencies, yeah.
If you're going to include tissues and hand sanitizer, and you don't include any feminine hygiene products for the staff members or for visitors, that's what he was saying he wanted. He thought that was just, like, the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's one of those things where, uh-oh.
Of course.
I wasn't prepared. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, a quick note on the passing of Joe Jackson. Everybody, I can't believe even his family are heralding what a wonderful guy he was.
He's a piece
when he
of
used
garbage.
To beat the hell out of the,
right.
the kids when they were the Jackson 5. I don't get that at all. But everybody changes, move things around.
Yeah.
Heather Locklear is at number 9, and whoever she's beaten up now. What a shame.
Poor Heather Locklear.
Poor girl, man.
Drugs. Yeah, that's
she
really. Did she get started on them when she was Richie Sambora's wife? Or when she was...
pretty sure when she was with the dude from Motley Crue, she was exposed to some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you're married to Tommy Lee without seeing
Tommy
stuff
Lee.
That is pretty illicit.
Right. Too bad. All right. So there is a comment or two or three about some of the important stories, the issues people this week. Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in Northern California over the next month. Let's also talk about what happened in Annapolis, what caused this, and what happened to our media right after that. This and much more Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a life.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for our review of the top 5 technology stories this week, as edited and prepared by Victoria Keevan. She goes from number 5 to number 1, so it makes sense in the order of the universe, Victoria, for you to start this week with number 5.
Well, the Supreme Court had a busy week, and one of the cases that they ruled on was that law enforcement needs a warrant to access cell phone location data in most cases. Now, this case rose out of a number of robbery cases from 2010 to 2011. Police obtained a suspect's location data with a court order, but not a warrant. And the Justice Department argued that an individual's privacy expectation was diminished when you are voluntarily sharing information with a third party, like a cell phone carrier. That's a pretty broad argument. internet, that's basically saying every single person with a cell phone is giving up their privacy. That's a huge, I can't even believe that argument was even upheld. So, and this is decades old now. So they say that the old ruling was that there was no expectation of privacy, and now the Supreme Court says that as more and more people have cell phones, and this is a different thing than it was 20 years ago. Cell phones just, you know, we're in a whole different beast now. And so the court decision is that the warrantless location searches were still permissible only in cases of emergencies and for national security purposes. However, every other aspect of trying to find someone's cell phone location data, it has to go through. It can't just be a court order. It has to be an actual search warrant now. So a little bit better for privacy, but still, if you're, you know, a criminal. Yeah, I don't know. We're protecting criminals a little bit more, but it does protect everybody else.
All right, let's keep going here on our list of the top five items from the world of technology this week by moving to number four, food apps, eh?
Yes, millennials are three times more likely to order food delivery than their parents. Apps like Seamless, Uber Eats, and Grubhub are cited for making ordering in easier than grocery shopping and cooking at home. The apps are also being blamed for why millennials are eating at restaurants less. It's good for some business, though. Chipotle's partnership with DoorDash has seen an increase in delivery sales to the tune of 667%. So losers in this scenario this week are companies like Kraft Heinz and General Mills, which you obviously have to be in a grocery store to buy those products pretty much.
Yep. All right, number three, a focus on Alexa. My focus on Alexa is not to have one, but a lot of people are into it. So what's the latest there?
Yep, Amazon rolled out an update to its Alexa app, and now if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can use voice commands for Alexa. It's not as seamless as using Apple's Siri, where users can just say, hey, Siri, and it wakes her up, but in order to trigger the commands of Alexa on iPhones, you have to open the app first, so you do have to swipe a few times, but then you can ask Alexa to do regular things like play your music and check weather and all that good stuff.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Whatever you want her to do, yes.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Number two, CBS and streaming and football. This is an interesting combo.
Yep, football fans can now watch the NFL live on their cell phones on the CBS streaming service.
Why would you want to watch a game on a, like, what is it, 5x2-inch screen?
Right. Well, if you're the reason for that is if you're not in front of a screen, if you're not in front of a computer, or if you're out, if you're in the car, you know, the convenience of it.
Driving along and watching a football game, that's a recipe for something really
great. I was going to add, if you're a passenger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Only if you're a passenger. All but you'd be surprised. There really is a need for it. That's why Twitter was streaming NFL games, and people were following it on Twitter. They lost out their bid to live stream the next season. Amazon Prime actually has it now. They spent a lot of money to stream the NFL. So even though the NFL ratings are down, technically it's the TV ratings that are down. Streaming is actually up. So CBS expanded its streaming agreement with NFL this week, and this will go through the 2022 football season. And, of course, this is part of the NFL's attempt to reach more viewers. And CBS All Access subscribers can watch games on cell phones, Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, and on smart TVs as well.
All right. The top tech story of the week, a focus on who's dumping what social media accounts.
Yep, there is a serious lack of trust in social media like Facebook and Twitter, and consumers expect brands that advertise on those platforms to urgently find solutions. This is according to new research that came out this week. We knew that the Cambridge Analytica data breach with Facebook would be a big deal. We didn't really have numbers now. Now we do. 4 in 10 people who were surveyed for this have canceled at least one social media platform in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for Facebook.
Nope. Kiss her goodbye. Well, goodbye, but its relevance perhaps waning. That's it. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. There's a lot riding on President Trump's pick to replace Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. The new justice could be just the swing vote needed on a number of issues. Among the laws that could see scrutiny, Roe v. Wade. But on NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Senator Lindsey Graham said that's already settled.
You don't overturn precedent unless there's a good reason. And I would tell my pro-life friends, you can be pro-life and conservative, but you can also believe in stare decisis. Roe v. Wade in many different ways has been affirmed over the years.
Maine GOP Senator Susan Collins said she would oppose any pick that would be that would believe that they would overturn the landmark decision legalizing abortion. Collins is considered a key vote for the president's upcoming selection. LeBron James signing with the L.A. Lakers, leaving Cleveland for the second time in his brilliant career. James has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract. It's the third time that James has changed teams in 8 years. With a heat advisory in effect, New Yorkers, a lot of other people, trying to beat the heat any way they can.
It's sizzling here at the beach in Coney Island, where loads of people like Jose and Stacy Cardenas are trying to stay cool.
We're going
to
be here all day, yeah.
In and out. Once we get hot, we go back in the water, and then we go out when we get cold.
That's right.
And then there's always that one person, like Monique Lewis.
It's not hot enough. It needs to be hotter, but it's great. I'm having a great time.
How can it not be hot enough?
The hotter it is, the better I like it.
While temperatures here are in the 90s, it actually feels like it's in the triple digits. Julie Walker, New York.
Canada's begun imposing tariffs on about $12.6 billion of U.S. goods in retaliation for the Trump administration's new taxes on steel and aluminum imported into the United States. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-786-9300. That's 800-786-9300. 800-786-9300.
A class action lawsuit filed by filed against CVS and the State Health Department over a mailing that may have disclosed the identity of 6,000 HIV patients.
The Columbus Dispatch reports a lawsuit filed by a Cleveland area attorney says the state shared private medical information with CVS last summer without the patient's authorization, allowing CVS to make a marketing pitch to non-customers about its pharmacy services. The lawsuit says a designation including HIV was visible above the name and address of recipients. A federal lawsuit was filed against CVS in March over that mailing. A CVS spokesman says the company takes patient information seriously and will handle mailings differently in the future. Bob Agnew reporting.
Opponents of the Russian government's proposal to raise the eligibility ages for state pensions are demonstrating throughout the country. Several hundred people held unsanctioned rallies in the Pacific port city of Vladivostok. Other authorized rallies took place Sunday. More at townhall.com. China's cutting the amount of money most banks are required to keep on hand to free up funding for small businesses amid a brewing trade war with the United States.
China's central bank says the cut of 50 basis points or half a percentage point in the reserve requirement ratios will take effect on July 5th. The move will release about $108 billion for use. On July 6th, the United States is set to impose tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese goods to punish Beijing for its attempts to supplant U.S. technological dominance.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Anybody missing a house? Police in Delaware's capital city would like to know who dropped one onto a two-lane road and left it. The Dover Police Department says somebody abandoned the prefabricated home, blocking traffic. The building is sitting on a trailer, was draped with a banner that said oversized load. Police were advising drivers to use an alternate route. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back for another return engagement. I suppose that's redundant, isn't it? Back and return mean the same thing. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to go through the lists of the stories that Talkers has researched this week. Talkers Magazine goes through the stations. This is the programming, knows what's going on. So these are the charts for the last week of June 2018. Michael, please do us the honor of going through both of these lists.
I shall do it. And this is a top-heavy chart, so most of the top stories were the ones that were talked about almost to the elimination of the others.
Yes.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9 in the celebrity files, we have Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the Jackson family, died. And Heather Locklear, the actress, continues to have problems. At number 8, the Trump-Russia probe and the tariffs trade war concerns tied at number 8. At number 7, which at the moment is number 1, happened very late in the week, the Annapolis newspaper slayings. At number 6, the harassment of administration officials. Seems like old news now. At number 5, Trump and Putin are going to meet. At number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States, two big rulings, the public unions ruling and the travel ban ruling. At number 3, we have the Tuesday primary results. At number 2, we have illegal immigration policy, and that's tied with the European migrant issues. And at number 1, back to the Supreme Court, the announced retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. On the People Survey, number 10, Joe Jackson and Heather Locklear. At number 9, Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and Trey Gowdy, all tied at number 9. Angela Merkel at number 8, Jared Warren Ramos, the the suspect, at number 7. At number 6, Sarah Sanders and Christian Nielsen. At number 5, Maxine Waters. Vladimir Putin's at 4. Number 3, Joe Crowley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. At number 2, Anthony Kennedy. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And just a very, very information and event-packed week.
You have to practice Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's name a couple of times before you came out with it on the air.
Frankly, I didn't, and I made the split-second decision as I saw it, you know, on my list, to say it in the, in the Hispanic pronunciation.
What do you think of Puerto Rico becoming possibly the 51st state? Something that's been floated this past week.
What do I think about it? It's like the horses run out of the barn or right. the stable, and now they're going to lock the door. It's a little too late for them to get the benefits of that, such devastation. But I don't know. I would think that it should be up to the Puerto Ricans. I have no problem whatsoever with Puerto Rico being a state.
Why would it be? I guess it is. Although the legislative process requires that the House of Representatives actually present the bill, and apparently a bunch of Democrats and Republicans are in favor of adding Puerto Rico. The last time we added a state was, in the 19... It was Hawaii or Alaska? Alaska was...
Hawaii was the 50th state and Alaska was the 49th state. And I remember right. they happened at the turn of the decade around 1960, 59, 60
in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I grew up as a little kid in the 48 states, and then there was the 49th and then the 50th. But, you know, if Hawaii could be a state, Puerto Rico could be a state. But before I say anything else, let me say, at this moment, I don't feel qualified to be able to give an opinion that's educated.
Why?
Because there are economic aspects. In other words, what would the impact in terms of impact, economics, strategic?
For them or for us?
For them or us, they'd become us. For the country. And then you make the decision. Should it be or shouldn't it be? In other words, to decide on this and say, yes, they should be or they shouldn't be without having the facts is a stupid thing to do. But I, off the top of my head... I don't see any reason why not. In other words, I'm not against it at all. But for me to sit here and say, here they should be a state, I don't know what the implications of adding a state are. Do you?
Well,
what are the implications
include the $70 billion in debt. So that means the United States, the other United States taxpayers are going to foot that bill in an era when we are already $20 trillion in debt. And so is it up to us? They vote, they're a territory, they get a lot of the benefits, they do pay taxes themselves, not all of them, but some of them. And so it's sort of, how do you balance it? How do you decide?
Yeah, what you're saying is, yes, it would cost the taxpayers a certain amount of money to have Puerto Rico as a state, but the what I don't know is what would the economic benefits to the rest of the taxpayers be?
There's a lot of business that's headquartered there. Mm-hmm. I know because of the hurricane, some very important businesses got wiped out. Businesses that you wouldn't have expected would be headquartered in Puerto Rico. I want to say some insurance companies, but there are other things that are manufactured. Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Question comes up, as would those companies be there if it were a state? In other words, are these big companies there because of benefits they get because it's not a state? Uh-huh. All of these things have to be weighed. But, the history of the United States of America has been nothing but expansion. It started out with 13 states, 13 colonies. Now it has 50, and they're no longer in the, you know, contiguous little design that we think of as the United States. We get those big lump of land up there in the Northwest called Alaska. And Hawaii is, you know, pretty far out, literally and figuratively. I've heard people talk about someday Canada being a state or the provinces of Canada being annexed.
Who knows
what the future could bring.
On many occasions that I believe that we would be better served in terms of organization and a lot of other things, resources, and this foolishness with the immigration. Fixing the problem means Mexico and Canada become part of the United States of North America, and whether we add... The provinces, each country has provinces like that. I think there are 14 provinces in Canada. They become states, and whatever the province is. I can't remember how many there are in Mexico. But for management purposes, that's one way of looking at it. The other side of it is that we can't manage what we have now. We cannot manage this country, as is evidenced by all of the stuff going on that we really can't control. Lawlessness in this country is, we all are going to talk about whether it becomes just another example of lawlessness, guns, violence. The Annapolis newspaper slayings, which number 7, but as you said, it was top heavy because it happened at the end of the week. But what do you say? It's just the same old story. I refuse to talk about these things anymore on the air because they don't go anywhere. We get nothing out of it. Forget about it. These are kind of things that can continue. You can have your phony, false outrage if you want to, but what are you doing about fixing the problem? That's my
attitude. Not talking about it is a statement unto itself. Back to the states issue. All the time we have this conversation about adding states, we also have an ongoing conversation about Texas pulling out. California now wants to split into, well, somebody there does.
Three states.
Yeah. And having lived there, and you live there part-time, that's not such a bad idea.
No, it's the state's horribly managed. The people who are in Sacramento that run the state are out of their minds. And so, you know, it's complete. I have a friend who went to San Francisco for a wedding over the weekend, and he called me last night and he said, "You won't believe the problem with the homeless. I couldn't get down the street." He was staying in a nice hotel in one of the better districts of San Francisco. He said he came out of the hotel, they couldn't even get to their car.
Yeah,
the homeless are everywhere.
Homelessness has always been one of my personal peeves in terms of issues. I find it to be absolutely. There should be absolute no tolerance for homelessness. It should not be allowed. It should be against the law. Uh-huh. I mean it.
What do you do with the people who are on the street?
Find a way to either help the ones that are mentally ill or incarcerate the ones that break the law by loitering.
I'm
intolerant of it. Well, my whole life I have been. I find the fake homeless, the beggars. The ones that
they choose to be homeless.
Well, they're not even homeless. They're just beggars. That's what they do. You could tell the fakes by the shoes they wear.
Whether they're smoking, all that stuff.
Expensive shoes.
You want to see the best example of that, Michael? At the corner of Wilshire and San Vicente in Los Angeles, there isn't a day that goes by, and I live in that area, so I'm driving down that street all the time. Every time I come to that intersection, I look at these people, and you're right. Look at the shoes they're wearing. Look at the clothing. It's like they are there every day because they know what time to be there and how much they're going to get.
Anybody that is lying on the sidewalk smelling of wretched, putrid human excess in a city where people are paying rent, where people own property that has a tourism, that where you're trying to make a civilized place to be prideful, that should be illegal.
There you go. You heard it from Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're talking about issues this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's an issue: the way your body is responding to what you're eating. If you are not eating well, your body's probably telling you, ooh, akabunga yunga, let's fix this up. So the practical way to do it is to get the tea, get to getthetea.com, order Life Change Tea, and it will change your life. Your life's being changed anyway because you're eating processed foods, pesticides in the foods, no nourishment in a lot of the stuff you put in your body. So if that's the case and you're feeling like your body is slowing down, you don't have energy, you're lethargic, and you reach for a cup of coffee or something that has caffeine in it, no, that's not the way to fix your body. That's the masking of the problem is what you're doing. Need a mild daily cleanser, and that's what you get with Life Change Tea. It's a great detox. Help you heal, bring back the energy of your youth. Go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Help cleanse you from the inside out. Your liver, your kidneys, all will benefit from this daily herbal proprietary formula. I drink it every day while I'm on the air. Get it by going to getthetea.com. No fillers, no GMOs. It's organic. Can't get it in stores. Get it at the website, getthetea.com. Use the code DJV It's shipped free to you. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body. Feel better. Better night's rest. All of these things. And you'll lose weight, too, with it, by the way. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV. It's shipped to you free.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. 23 after the hour now. Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring. The Supreme Court ruled on public unions. The results of the primaries from last week. Illegal immigration and that continuing story. I feel like we're being harassed. You ever get that feeling, Michael? I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You ever feel like you're being harassed?
Well, it depends on the issue, but yeah, I mean, in general, harassment is part of the environment we live in. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
But what, who's harassing? What specifically prompted you to say that?
Because I'm involved in a local issue in the town where I live.
Oh,
I've been trying to save a beautiful, fabulous farm that I've owned for 14, 15 years, but I grew up on it. I grew up on all the farms that are around here, and I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So it's very, very important to me. And to sell the right to develop it so I can keep it a farm is something that I won't make a lot of money on like I would if I were to develop it. And yet there's an element in town that the hatred, vitriol, the things that are aimed at me have gotten me very discouraged. Because here I am, I'm trying to do something, and they're just interested in their own point of view because they're corrupt. They're working for developers who want to see me fail so they can buy the land and develop it.
And that's an old story. Remember, you know, if you don't give me the DTR ranch, I'll tie you to the railroad track.
And then he said,
yes. And, yes. Then,
and then,
and then,
tie her to the railroad
along
track.
Came Jones. Yes.
Right. I mean, what? This is the oldest story in the world.
Yeah.
You poor farmer, you. They're trying, those big capitalist tycoons are trying to push you off the farm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right. No, but I'm just, that's sort of where my head has been in a weird place the last couple of days, mostly because this thing is coming to a vote and a culmination, and the fact that people don't seem to care or want to, or some, there are, this, all it is, and this is what I think drives the news media as well, and the news cycle, Michael. There are four or five people who are making all the noise, and yet they seem to be concerning the politicians. Well, we've got this person. It's the same five people saying the same thing over and over and over again. And so under the circumstances, you kind of, you know, you assess whether it's this local story, the national implications of this. And I was just wondering, I haven't been able to figure out, this Annapolis shooting, the newspaper, what the guy's beef was with the newspaper. And then trying to figure out the other side of it is, how'd he get his guns? And where, you know, it's the same story, except there's a little nuance here because it's a news thing, and this many journalists haven't died. I don't even call them journalists. They were newspaper employees.
Well, they're journalists.
I don't know that they were. They're a couple of secretaries. I mean, I think we misuse that whole, it's another subject for maybe another time. The word journalism is completely abused, misunderstood. People apply it to themselves. They have no business calling themselves journalists. It becomes a, you know, they're a bunch of fakers, most of them. But anyway, in this case, this guy takes a shotgun, blows open the front door, and just goes in and starts shooting. The guy's a mental case. It's been known that he's a mental case. So what the hell is he doing with guns?
Well, that is one of the primary aspects of the gun problem, that mental cases have access to guns.
Well, keep saying this. We keep calling it.
Well,
the concept of
mental case is a very murky one. Uh-huh. I mean, how about if your children decided to want to gang up on you and harass you and take your money and say that you're a mental case? But you know what I'm talking about? I mean,
yeah.
You know, we're coming to a break,
but
so this is
you look at the social media trail. This guy is a nutbird.
Yeah.
And everybody's there. How do you get his guns? Where did the guns come from? I don't think they figured that out yet, but it's...
But he had a beef with the newspaper. It wasn't about politics or anything. It's a local paper. They're not even a partisan paper.
So every time you got a beef with someone, best way to fix it is go shoot whoever you got a beef with. There you go.
Oh, boy.
28 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight, Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5550. 5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show, and I've been on the radio for a while now, and even though you can't see me, having a white smile is still super important. Like you, I want that bright white smile, and even though I don't drink coffee, I do love red wine, and that can definitely take its toll on your smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of teeth whitening products. Those whitening strips can take 30 minutes to an hour to work. Well, guess what? There's actually a really quick and effective solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in just 5 minutes. You snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, smoking stains, red wine, it all starts to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here and get a 50% discount off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. Catch the Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast, the weekly overview of what's going on in the hot hits, talkradiocountdownshow.com. You can also catch the list on talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. Michael's harrowing interviews. The Michael Harrison interview.
It should be Michael's harrowing interview.
Michael's harrowing.
The perils of Pauline, you know.
Yeah. Well, this week it's
hey,
the perils
you're all
of
over
Hannah.
Talkers TV. Yeah, let's put a plug in for you. You were the co-MC of our convention a few weeks ago, and now we're putting up one posting a day until the whole convention's there. People who listen to you can see you in action at talkers.com.
Talkers.com. We're going to see you in action, see me in action, see all the action at talkers.com. A lot of things there to check out. So the podcast of the continuing focus on important conversations with important people, the thing we got to get people to do, because there's so much out there, is to listen. And that's what separates the good part. There are a lot of entertaining podcasts, and that's what you want. But defining the word entertaining has always been elusive for me, Michael.
I find something entertaining is something that captures you, captures your interest, and that you enjoy reading or watching or listening to. It's entertaining. I find some college lectures by eminent professors to be extremely entertaining. Yeah. I also find professional wrestling sometimes to be entertaining. It doesn't necessarily have to be intelligent, but it doesn't preclude it from being educational and intelligent.
Right.
You know what it's like? It's like if you enjoy food that's good for you, well, you're not suffering on a diet. You're enjoying it. And if you enjoy certain things that are intelligent and good for you and educational, well, then it's entertaining. You're very lucky. Some people don't like things that nourish their brain or their stomach or their body. So they suffer from malnutrition either of the mind or of the body. So entertainment is whatever you like. It could be good or it could be bad, but it doesn't have to be. The word entertainment is not a measurement of quality.
What is?
What's a measurement of quality? That's a subject that you could talk about for years. You know, the value, the interest, whether it generates revenue, whether it puts the human race in a progressive forward motion, whether it helps people. I mean, quality? There's a lot of nuance to it, whether the colors are pretty, whether it sounds good. My gosh, quality. God, you know. What does it take to be a critic? I mean, you know, if you were a critic, what would and people hung on your every word, and you could make or break a Broadway show, or make or break a movie, or a book, or back in the days when pundits actually had influence over things, and they'd write an editorial column, and it would make or break a candidate. That's a heck of a responsibility, and there are no clear guidelines to determining quality.
And that's provocative.
That's why the word qualitative is different than quantitative.
Yeah.
Quantitative is metrics. You measure it. Hey, Solo, the new Star Wars movie, stunk. Why? Because it failed at the box office.
Well, no, it failed. It was great.
No. Let me finish the point. It failed at the box office. Thus why it stunk. You know, if you use quantity as your measuring stick. Quality is a whole different thing. You don't judge it by the quantity. Mm-hmm. Most people may not like it, but it still could have tremendous quality, and that's a qualified determination as opposed to quantified. It comes down to quantity versus quality, and I've said enough.
Well, I think, by the way, the Han Solo movie was very good. I just saw it recently, and I gave it an A. I thought it was very engaging. Back to that word, entertaining. It was what you expected, what you would get. It's like watching Fox News or going to an Indiana Jones movie or listening to this program.
You know
what you're going to get.
Google Solo, and you'll find that most of the things written about it in the press, in the media, said about it, written about it, are negative because it didn't do well at the box office.
Yeah. Well,
that's the point I'm making.
That's the thing. I remember John Wayne saying something. He said, "The only people that don't like my movies are the critics." So there you go.
That's it.
It is. It is it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it. Bottom line. Okay. So I enjoy taking, you and I have been friends for a long, long time, and I don't like to get too inside, but there are ways of getting you going that I've learned over the years.
Let me add.
And I like, not to get you going to rile you up, but to get you to think and then explain your thought process to us in terms of the top 10 issues, the stories that you and your staff go through every week, come up with this list, the people as well. They're always brewing under the surface other things. So because this program is aimed at the getting to the traditionalists, the people who really love this format or listening to this program, and sometimes we delve into areas that otherwise, you know, I mean, if you listen to the average show, national or local, they're going to deal with all of these things with, you know, the sprinkle and wrinkle of the person hosting the program. But then there are ways that we can use our privilege to be with you. The privilege, we have a privilege here, and we have a responsibility, and we uphold it. We have to, back to the word, this is what got me thinking. We have to really uphold and understand what that word entertaining means. We got to know where to go. And so the top 10 items are very important, but you know as well as I do, and because you're now doing more and more talk radio, you do it yourself. You find stories every once in a while that really grab you. And I would say that the story that grabbed me this week more than any other one, and this is just mine, is not, you know, I can have my opinions and be outraged about what happened in Annapolis and the Supreme Court and yada, yada. Okay. But when I saw an overview, someone who decided to go to all of the three top dollar stores, Dollar Tree, Dollar 99 Cents, you know, there's a bunch of these stores around, and try to figure out what really is going on. Are you really getting a bargain when you go to the dollar stores? Or are they ripping you off? By definition, people who go to the dollar stores, for the most part, are poor. They're below average income, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But so this person decided to dig around into the cost of a bag of flour, for example, that you can buy there or someplace else, comparing it to Walmart, Costco. And the bottom line here is that you may not be getting what you think you're getting just by going into a store called the Family Dollar Store. By its name, Dollar General, whatever the store is, you're thinking you're going to save money. And in fact, you probably aren't. They'll bring you a lot of cheap stuff together under one roof, but can you find it individually someplace else? So what they're really doing is corralling a lot of cheap stuff and putting it under one roof where you could go someplace else and find it probably for a little less, but you'd have to cherry pick, get in your car, go from here to there. So I find that sort of stuff compelling, entertaining, and important. Do you?
Nah.
Okay.
I've already fallen asleep. That was one of the most... No, I'm sitting here saying, what's he going to ask me to get me going?
Yep.
I love the way you start this. I'm going to ask you something, get you going, get your take on it.
And
you tell us about your fabulously interested...
Right.
And, no, I'm making fun of you. It's okay.
I know you are.
I'm being
making fun of me for years.
I'm being entertaining.
Yes, you are.
If I were to say to you, yeah, you're right, I think that's an outrage, we'd lose about three-quarters of the audience.
Right. The story's over.
Because
right.
Exactly. The people are not tuned into this show to hear about whether dollar stores are a better deal than going to Costco. My answer to that, maybe they are, but no. Nah. Hey, look, if you tuned into a sports talk show, and they start talking about the quality of baseballs, and where you can.
Oh, that's so funny.
I made you laugh.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
This is a news talk show to talk about
hysterical.
The top 10 topics of the week.
I know that.
If you were Casey Kasem, you'd say,
we're going to skip the number one record this week because we've heard it so many damn times.
Right. Yeah.
But
the reference to the baseball is absolutely hilarious.
but my answer to, now that I've sort of dissed the whole topic of dollar stores, it is an interesting topic in as much as you get what you pay for. And then you made another statement there that I disagree with, humbly and respectfully, that poor people go to dollar stores. Rich people are the biggest bargain hunters in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's how they became rich.
Okay. So here's really the reason I went here.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to compare and contrast the old way talk radio programs used to be worked. This is a Jerry Williams, and I don't mean to bring up somebody.
For those listening, Jerry Williams was a major talk show host in Boston about 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
Set the standard.
Was very good.
Can you hear him tearing apart these people running these stores? This is what the talk radio world used to be about in the main, when there were Vox Populi. That was a term you used. Talking about things that really serviced people. How are people helped by, and I know, this is not a criticism, it's just for instance, in talking about Judge Kennedy, how are you helped by knowing he's going to retire? So what? Who cares? You know what I mean?
No. I can't go along with you.
No, but
listen to me. I understand what you're saying, but what you're saying is so philosophical and so... so nuanced and internal that it defies the reason we're here. Uh-huh. You and I could go off to a park and sit on a bench and we can contemplate
Let's
our navels. But the fact is that the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy at this point in history is of mega importance to our country, to the left versus right battle, to the Roe versus Wade ruling, to the impact of Trump for years to come. It is of major importance. How could I possibly say who cares, even though I do understand on a philosophical level, who gives a damn? Because it isn't going to affect my life.
You know,
it isn't going to affect your selling your farm, although it may.
Yeah.
This is a psychological approach to living in the real world.
It is. I'm going to bring up somebody that we know and love and a connection to somebody else. That is, I think, fantastic conversation radio and does speak to all of these issues. If there is anybody who's going to help connect the next Supreme Court justice, the immigration policy in our country, who's voting for whom, Trump himself, the administration, all the things that are part of the Trump-Russia probe, all the things that are part of most of the issues that are in the top 10 this week, I'm going to give you a name, and you're going to hopefully carry the ball into a discussion that I hope will be penetrating, because we're going to learn a lot about the workings, the inner workings of the White House, and how all of these things on this list will be affected by that as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown show. Doug Harrison and Michael Steffen. There you go. The list of people that have made it into the top 10, according to the review done by the supervisors at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Let's go at it from number 10 to number 1. Joe Jackson, his passing noted at number 10. Number 9, Robert Mueller and the continuing Russia probe. Angela Merkel is at 8. Jared Warren Ramos, bad guy in the shoot 'em up. In Annapolis, number 7. Sarah Sanders, number 6. That's pretty much... What went on with her was pretty damned outrageous, don't you think? Maxine Waters, speaking of outrageous, number 5. Vladimir Putin, more outrage, number 4. Joe Crowley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in that election upset in New York, number 3. Anthony Kennedy, as you can imagine, number 2. And as usual, the president of the United States' number 1 most discussed person in our country is Donald Trump. That's it from here.
Dear Diary, today I had 2 more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
GetTheTea.com would like you to change your life. The tea that is part of my daily routine, Life Change Tea, is a proud sponsor of many of the programs that I'm involved in. They put together a tea that is a cleanser. Gets rid of the pesticides, the herbicides, heavy processing that's depleted the nutritional value of the food and loaded your body up with all kinds of stuff. Ugh, awful things. Parasites. Can you imagine what's in your body? If you can't, just Google parasite and see the ugly stuff that's floating around in your body. We'll fix that problem by sending you to GetTheTea.com so you can get Life Change Tea and change your life. GetTheTea.com is the best cleanser around. Don't take my word for it. Get it, try it, and you'll feel the difference. You can't buy it in stores. Buy it online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you free. Clean your body. Make yourself healthier. Go to GetTheTea.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Wrapping up our discussion of the stories and ancillary things going on in the world of News Talk Radio, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Don't miss his weekly Michael Harrison interview. You can get to that at talkers.com or Michael Harrison interview. The I mentioned a few minutes ago there was a name and there was an event that could play into all of the things that we've been talking about this week and pretty much talk about every week because there's so much in the political world, so much from the White House, and you and I were talking off the air. You guessed, you knew where I was going with this as somebody that we both know, but the reason it's an interesting story. Bill Shine is now working at the White House. He was Roger Ailes' sort of hatchet man, I guess, second in charge at Fox News for a long time. Lachlan Murdoch fired him.
He wasn't even second in charge.
Yeah.
He was much lower on the totem pole, but he played a big role. He was a producer. He was a producer at Fox News. And when everybody's trying to get fired around Ailes, he wound up being co-president of Fox News, which was a pretty amazing jump. But he got caught up in the undercurrent of the Ailes problem. And he wasn't let go because he was a harasser. He was let go because he covered a little bit for Ailes. He was a loyalist to Ailes. Well, now the story that you're telling is he has been or is about to be appointed the White House Communications Director, the job Hope Hicks had. And that means basically the guy that's the organizer of who gets access to what in terms of interviews and press releases. And it's the department that runs the press secretary and all of that stuff, relationships with the media. And
of course, the headline is, with those who are detractors, Fox News takes over White House communications role.
Yeah, the guy fired from Fox News is now in charge. So Fox News has taken over nothing. But Hannity... you can be sure, and I know you're going there, Hannity was extremely influential in Bill Shine becoming the White House Communications
Director. That's putting it mildly.
And that shows you the power of Sean Hannity at this moment in time.
Yeah. Bill Shine and Sean used to take the limo home together at night when they were working at Fox after the show was over. They became very close friends. Their wives are close. And because of what happened at Fox... And because of Sean and his feelings, they are very good friends. You can see when they're together, they are very good friends. So you take care of your friends, and he's got access to the president. The president needs somebody to fill that role. And Sean says to the president, hey, how about Bill Shine? Take a look at him. And that's all the president needs to hear.
Well, also, Shine is going to be good for it. And
he'd be very good.
Shine has a quality that Trump values most. He's loyal to his boss. He went down at Fox because he was loyal to Ailes, now he'll be loyal to Trump.
Yep, and hope that won't take him down. But he's also a smart guy. He's a good guy. He understands the medium.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good pick, frankly. I quite like him. His wife was on this program, or one of my Monday through Friday program for a long time. She's a character. I like it when good guys win. I think I say the same thing about Sean because he's one of the good guys in this business. And, you know, you look around, we have some interesting people.
Well, he might be a good guy in the business, but he certainly is a polarizing, controversial figure.
Yes.
And
the opportunity is by design, Michael. He's designed it that way. He wants to be in that
position. He wants to be a successful broadcaster. He's a broadcaster first and foremost.
Yep. Sure is.
A lot of people forget that. If he weren't a broadcaster first and foremost, he'd be in politics, not in broadcasting. And he's not in politics. He's involved with politics, but he is.
What's the difference?
Well, he gets his paycheck from a broadcasting company, not from the U.S. government. He doesn't raise money to run for office. He's not being elected to anything. He has a job. He's outside of politics.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
Well, he's outside of it from a standpoint of what his profession is. He's not out. That's like saying he's a sportscaster in sports. Well, he's not an athlete. Doesn't work for the Yankees. Works for a broadcasting company. These are areas that overlap. We're in politics since we talk about it, but we're not politicians. I'm a broadcaster. I always tell people I view everything through the lens of the media, the First Amendment, and broadcasting. I have no political aspirations, inspiration, or any kind of, I don't owe anybody anything in that area, and I don't want to.
No.
But I deal with politics.
But the next time Michael is here, we're going to continue our conversation with regard to when we get to the to the top 10 stories we get to. Usually number 10 is a sports-related thing. I guarantee we'll talk about baseball again and how baseballs are made.
And AstroTurf, you know.
AstroTurf. We'll get into that. Very well.
The color of the uniforms.
And who makes the best end goals, the goalposts? I think that's an important consideration as well. Okay, so that you can stay tuned the next time we're together. Count on us having that conversation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is the production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Jarockstra. Nine people, including six children, suffered injuries when a man went on a stabbing spree at a three-year-old's birthday party in Boise, Idaho.
Lives do remain in danger. Some of the victims will be forever scarred by the medical injuries that they received. They received life-changing injuries.
Boise Police Chief William Bones says the man who had been asked to leave a Boise apartment complex the day before had been offered help by one of the residents.
He was in need of a place to stay. I believe her perception was, here's a helping hand I can give in return for the helping hand I've been given. However, quickly came to the realization that this was a mistake, and when he was asked to leave, he had left.
Bowen said the suspect did have a record. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. has a plan that would lead to the dismantling of North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs within 12 months.
What our experts have devised is a program that, with North Korean cooperation, with full disclosure of all of their chemical and biological nuclear programs, ballistic missile sites.
That hasn't happened yet?
We can. It has not. We can get, physically, we would be able to dismantle the overwhelming bulk of their programs within a year.
Bolton was a guest on CBS's Face the Nation. A judge has ordered federal emergency officials to extend vouchers for temporary hotel housing for nearly 1,700 of Puerto Rican hurricane evacuees. The judge said that ending the program could cause irreparable harm. The order says the agency cannot end its transitional sheltering assistance program until at least midnight on Tuesday. The organization is pushing to let families stay at least another 6 months. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
At least 120 firefighters are trying to contain a wildfire that's been declared a major incident as it spreads in the moorlands of northern England.
British fire officials say two large blazes have merged because of high winds and extremely dry conditions. This comes as much of England is gripped by a heat wave. The fire is in the Winter Hill area, located 220 miles northwest of London. About two dozen fire engines are on the scene. Steps are underway to protect nearby properties.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reports that officials asked residents to avoid trying not to come to try to help because of the threat to public safety. Trade ministers from 16 Asian countries are meeting in Tokyo on a regional trade pact, highlighting efforts to ensure free and rules-based commerce in the area. Japan co-chairs the Regional Comprehensive Economics Partnership with Singapore. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House is adding a live concert to its annual 4th of July celebration this year.
On Wednesday, President and Mrs. Trump will continue the tradition of hosting an Independence Day White House picnic for military families. But this year, the White House is adding a televised concert from the South Lawn. The 90-minute event will feature a variety of music performances, including from the U.S. Marine, Navy, and Air Force bands. The show will air on the Hallmark Channel at the same time as PBS's annual broadcast of a concert and fireworks from the National Mall. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Police in Anchorage, Alaska are on the lookout for a squirrel that made off from their parking lot with a donut. In a video posted on the department's Facebook page, the squirrel is seen with what appears to be a glazed donut clenched in its teeth as it runs through the lot. The department called it a straight-up felony and added it was also rude. More details at srnnews.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here. It's the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to go through the top 10 stories this week, the charts prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine last week of June 2018. I don't know that there are too many surprises here, boys and girls. What do you think?
Not surprises, but the Justice Kennedy is certainly
yeah, that's
the
surprising.
The
why
kind of the
surprising
big one
because he's retiring.
I think everybody expected it, but just the fact that it's here.
Why is there something? Most of the time, these people stay for life. They
right.
carry him out in a box.
Yeah.
So is there something wrong with him?
It's supposed to be like the Doug Steffen model where you just hear a thud one day and that's it. We're convinced that's how Doug's going to go.
How charming.
Bang on the
Thank
microphone.
You very much. That's very true.
That's great.
Right. Well, there have been members of the Supreme Court who have died with their boots on. That's for sure. Scalia is one of them. They do normally, or it seems the tradition is, what the expectation is, that they will stay there through their life, and that has bothered some. So the fact that there seems to be a search on for somebody who's young, who has the right credentials, whatever those would be. Gorsuch is in his early 50s, right? How old? He was the most recent appointment, isn't he?
Right. I thought he's older 53, than that.
53, 54.
He looks older than that.
Yeah, well, gray hair does that to you sometimes, Victoria. Yeah. Wait till you get there.
Trump has said he wants to appoint somebody. Gorsuch is 50. Gorsuch, 50 years old.
50.
50. Yeah,
he's younger than I am.
Yeah. Well, B, you could be on the Supreme Court.
Okay. Reasons.
Oh, no,
he's not aging well. He does not look 50.
Wow. Yeah.
50 yeah. Years wow old. Is right.
Yeah.
Carrying Trump, the weight of the world on his shoulders.
Trump has said that he would like to appoint somebody that will be there for 35 to 40 years.
Yeah. All right, what's the average stay of the current crop of people who are there? I'll bet it's pretty close to that, Richie. I bet there are a lot of people thinking now of the folks who have been around for a long time. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I bet she's been there for close to 40 years.
How old is RBG? Is she 80?
She's 84, 85,
yeah.
Somewhere,
yeah,
in
somewhere
there.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, right.
The average stay is 30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So is that good or bad for the law in America? Why do they stay that long, and is it good for us as a country to have these people who are the delineators of how our society is shaped? They are the best example I can come up with of, and I'm not an ageist. I got no room to maneuver around because I'm not the youngest guy on the radio, but it's different for me doing what I'm doing versus what they're doing. Remember when... what's his face? Zuckerberg from Facebook went to testify before Congress or Senate,
yeah.
And those old fossils, Orrin Hatch, 84, yeah. Dianne Feinstein, 86, asking ridiculous, stupid, ignorant, embarrassing questions of him. They hadn't got a clue. So what does that tell you about how the country's being run, with the mindset of the people who vote on these laws? It's precarious.
I will tell you that. People, when they go to the polls, on the right, this is a big issue for them when they go to the polls. On the left, it hasn't been so much. It's who gets appointed to the Supreme Court is very important to those on the right.
Because?
I think they see that as kind of the longer-term, more settled branch of government. Mm-hmm. And if you control that, or if that is leaning your way, you have a better chance of the country going the way you want it to over the long term. Or as opposed to, you know, every 4 years, you're swinging the pendulum back and forth. You don't know what you're going to get.
All right. So then the concern, if you will, about this that has spread to the political halls of Congress, the Democrats are starting to make arguments that there should be no Supreme Court pick till after the election because it was done. I don't buy that because it was a presidential
they
election.
They have no argument. They can't. They can't argue.
Wait a second. There's a total precedent that Mitch McConnell set. He wouldn't even entertain.
That was a presidential election, Victoria.
But the Republicans controlled the House. They controlled what got to the floor. The Democrats don't. The Democrats have no mechanism to stop this.
I understand. So, talking about two different things. I understand they don't have the mechanism to stop it. But if we're gonna, but fair is fair, and the biggest hypocrisy would be, and it doesn't matter if it's just a presidential election, that would be incredibly hypocritical.
Yeah,
the Republicans sat on Merrick Garland for over a year. They wouldn't even give the man a hearing. They wouldn't even entertain the notion of him.
Well, but that's politics.
You know,
the Democrats have done the same
thing. But that's what I'm saying. So it's incredibly hypocritical.
Whatever.
If that was the other way around, Rich, that would be, the Democrats are so terrible. They're so hypocritical.
You're talking about history now. It's done. Here's the reality. The Republicans are going to get their pick, and it's going to sail through, and there's nothing the Dems can do to stop it. That's the reality.
There you go. All right. We're going through the top 10 items. Richie prevailed on me a month or so ago because we used to start at the bottom, number 10, and get to number 1 with 13 seconds to spare. Now we've turned it around a little bit, so we start with number 1 and go through a number of these issues. I think what my feeling is, as the host, is that the things that keep being repeated, we don't spend too much time on. For example, number 2, more of illegal immigration discussion and the stuff that is just, hello, bing, bang.
There's a little bit of an interesting hook there today. So, we'll talk about that. You got to stick around and listen.
Okay, Richie, let's do that. In the meantime, how about I fix your last night's bad night? You had a bad night, tossing and turning. Remember that old song from the 60s?
Please, move along.
Tossing and turning.
Here's the shiny penny. That's why we started number one, everybody.
All day here. We've been singing all day. All right, so the details of how pillows are made, maybe it's not that important to you. The details of how well you sleep are important to you. So I can tell you with really constant comfort, I can attest, and so can Victoria, to the matter. Richie, do you ever get any MyPillows? I forget whether we put you on the list or not.
I have four MyPillows.
Four MyPillows, all right. So I know how you can get four at half price. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and you can get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Get them for 50% off. In fact, you can buy anything on the MyPillow.com website for 50% off using the DJV code. It's a special way to get in and stay there. All the pillows and the other things that they have there on mattresses, on top of mattresses. You can get them in all sizes, mattress covers. You can get a bed for your dog. I don't know if they have cat beds, but they have pet beds, maybe use it. Got a big cat, small bed, all set. So seat cushions, roll-and-go pillowcases, and printed designs on the pillows, all kinds of things that will make it fun to have MyPillows, but also you get a better night's rest. So get your body in good shape. Do yourself a favor. Let's get to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save a lot of money. Buy a lot of good things. They'll finance anything over $200. So let's get going. Let's get you a good night's sleep. Start with a visit to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
All right, 16 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a focus on immigration policy. You said there was a new wrinkle, Richie?
Mexico is about to get a new president. Andres Manuel López Obrador.
Good for you, Richie.
Is going into this weekend's elections, the presidential elections, with a substantial lead. This guy's going to walk away with it.
What's his issue? Why is he winning? Why is he ahead?
Because he...
Down with America?
Well, you know, he's a lefty who says he is going to root out all government corruption. He's tired of it.
Right. He'll be dead in a week.
He's tired of it.
I was just going to say that, Doc. I don't want to suck.
He says, well, check this out. His safety won't be guaranteed because he says, I will not live in the presidential palace. I will close it up and make
check
a museum
that.
Out of it.
2 days.
And I will live in my townhouse that I currently live in.
Right. Does he have a lot of money? Because he's going to need it for security.
He was the mayor of Mexico City 3 times, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
So, but bottom line is he's going to win, and he's going to. He says he's going to root out all of the bad people in government, all the corruption.
That's like 99% of all of Mexican government.
I know.
It's so corrupt.
As a guy,
are corrupt. It's horrible.
As a guy who goes to Colombia and whose wife owns property in Colombia and a business in Colombia, it's just the way it works.
Right.
It's
not going to change.
Yeah. And Colombia is not near as bad as Mexico.
Which is, hello. Think about that statement.
But let me tell you something.
Colombia isn't as bad
right.
as Mexico is now.
If you need to get a form for your house for the property taxes or something like that, you either wait 6 months or you pay the right person to get it for you today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Corruption
it's just
galore.
The way it works, man.
All right.
It's like Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
But we'll see what that does with the immigration. I mean, having a new president in Mexico. It might change things up a little bit.
Yeah, da 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 da. Okay, the primary results from Tuesday, number 3 on the countdown list as we move toward number 10. Biggest surprise was in New York, where a young Hispanic lady beat out a longtime Republican. I've forgotten now,
long-time
Republican
Democrat. Right.
He was a Democrat.
Crowley.
She's a Democrat. She won the primary, so he's going to be out.
He is out, and that was a huge upset. People really didn't think that this 28-year-old activist could, and a female, could take that long-held position from Crowley. So he was the fourth top Democrat. At one point, he was supposed to, I guess, be Nancy Pelosi's successor.
Well, it's still, it was thought he was going to be able to take, one of the people to take her seat, and that isn't happening right now. And while this district is, it's heavily, heavily, heavily immigrants, first-generation immigrants, so it's not a nationwide trend, but these younger Democrats is a trend. Mm-hmm. And so Nancy Pelosi better watch out because she's got these young whippersnappers nipping at her heels, and I don't think she's longed for her seat.
Yep.
What a shame. Oh, golly gee, that'll be too bad. Okay, that's my point of view. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? it takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change at the hour, starting, well, we're not starting, well, we're starting back into the conversation about what's going on. This Talk Radio Review brings all of us together. We think about what's going on in the world and bring you our thoughts. You can share yours with us at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden. Help yourself to Twitter. Glad to have you listening to our discussion of these issues. The top 10 from Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We do this exercise every week, 52 weeks a year, or at least I'm here. Some of the others chicken out like they aren't here. They find other things to do, like go to the beach on Friday.
Or
like
celebrate
that.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right, with your kids.
Stuff like that.
Outrageous.
Wimps.
Okay. Number one is the Kennedy retirement. Number two, immigration policy. Number three, the primary results. Number four, rulings from the Supreme Court, including the union ruling, which I think is very appropriate. And that's, I don't have to say any more than that. I think it's time that people, this is a country that ought not to have someone make you pay to support a political candidate you don't want to pay, that you don't want to support. And that's what this ruling is all about, long since, long overdue. All right, Victoria, your thoughts?
I agree with that. I you know, we talked earlier in the week about a friend of ours who is in the plumbers union here in New York City, and during the election, they had meetings with, about leading up to the election, they had meetings with various representatives of, you know, this, if you vote for Hillary, this is what she's going to do for the unions. If you vote for Trump, this is what's going to happen. And it was very politicized. He didn't like Trump or Hillary. He didn't vote, and he felt sort of bullied into, you know, handing over a portion of his money to support the candidate that the whole union wanted to support, which was Hillary here in New York. But I don't think anyone should be forced to do anything like that. If you're in a union for work, that shouldn't have anything to do with your political beliefs. So I'm fine with a separation of this. And just knowing how our friend felt about that and talking to him, it was an issue that I had never even thought of. But I saw it from the other side, and I agree with the ruling. I think it's important.
All right. So let's get to, there's not much here. Other than, yes, we agree, so
it'll be interesting to see what the unions do now. And one of the things that's been discussed is whether the unions will be able to negotiate raises only for those who pay dues. So so let's say the plumbers union goes in and negotiates a raise for everybody. But you know what? It only works for you who paid the dues. For those of you who didn't pay the dues, you don't get the raise.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's been discussed. We'll see how that works out.
But is that going to change, though? Because that's how it is now anyway, right? If you're a non-union worker, you're not entitled to union wages.
No, it was for – what they're saying is if you're a union worker but you don't pay the dues, will you still get represented?
How could you be in the union if you don't pay your dues?
I don't know.
Okay, that doesn't make sense, but all right. Okay, I'm confused.
If you don't pay your dues, you're out.
I've been in SAG AFTRA for a while, and if you don't pay your dues, you're out. So yeah.
Remember, I think I've told you this before, Rich. You've heard me tell the story about being the teachers' union rep when I was a teacher back in the 70s. I said I don't want to belong to the union. I don't want to pay these dues. I don't want to support these candidates. I said the same thing then, 40, 50 years ago, as I'm saying now. And so for my trouble, I was elected union rep. So and it was the first-hand way for me to find out the inner workings of, you know, it's the sausage being made and what went on there. And it was a good experience for me. I belonged to six unions over the years, and I haven't liked any of them. I especially don't like SAG and AFTRA because they are among the most elitist bunch of snobs I have ever come across in my life. And political, woo! So I'm not saying.
My only beef with SAG-AFTRA is just that when I had their health insurance, it was just not good.
28 past the hour. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see. A view of the Sacramento River Valley, city lights, and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town. Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into, on the rolling hills west of Anderson. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customers' desire and request, Northwest Homes are available to suit your personal tastes. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Check out your dream at northwest-homes.com or give us a call at 530-274-0441. If you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you could be proud of, Northwest Homes is your first choice.
you can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 past the hour, this week's Talk Radio Review, roundup of thoughts from Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the air. The stories, well, we do the top 10 stories and try to get through all of them in this hour just to get some reflection, and you can agree or disagree, help yourself to thinking about what's there, but because you're fans of the format, that's one of the reasons that you're here. I know that. Talk Radio Countdown Show is always available every weekend at talkradiocountdownshow.com, too, by the way. There are two lists that Talkers prepares, Talkers Magazine prepares. One of them, top 10 stories of the week, according to their research, listening to stations, programs, hosts around the country, but there's also a people list. And so I may touch on a couple of those names here just for chuckles and chuckles. Donald Trump is always number one on the list. This week, Anthony Kennedy is two for obvious reasons. Joe Crowley and Alexandria Cortez, the lady. This is the Crowley. I don't know why he's there. Why is Crowley?
He's the one she beat.
Because he's the, yeah. He's
oh, I thought it was another name. Oh, I thought there was another person's number.
No,
another
Crowley.
Name. Okay. Putin is number four. Maxine Waters, the death threats against her, number five. What's the matter? I mean, she's a whack job. What's the matter? That's the thing. There's so much of this, you know, look at what happened in Annapolis and elsewhere.
Ed, right, and she's out there promoting it.
Well, but then, you know, the people who want, anybody you disagree with, I'm going to kill you.
Right. If you don't like something, then you know, throw a bomb threat in or a death threat or go shoot a place up. It's ridiculous.
Look at the disrespect. Number six is Sarah Saunders. Look at the disrespect shown to her. Again, the same thing. Maxine Waters on one hand, Sarah Sanders on the other. The complete disrespect for them as human beings. So you don't like what her boss, you're going to throw out of a restaurant. What kind of a mealy-minded moron comes up with that? And look what it's gotten her.
Nice alliteration, by the way.
Thank you very much, Rich. What is it that makes people so they're so aligned to the? It's almost like the death. I'll fight to the death. It's like the gladiator or something. Just because of somebody's political point of view, you're going to throw them out of your restaurant. Man.
But, you know, we live in such divisive times right now in this country that if I owned that restaurant, I would not have done that because I think that's just I don't agree with that. However,
good business.
Well, but see, the thing is, though, in today's era, it could actually be bad for business to let her stay there because everyone who doesn't like Trump would then boycott the restaurant. So she either
Who thinks that way?
Doug, everyone thinks this way right now. This is what my point is. Well,
no.
Okay, separate from you, this is the point. This is how business owners are operating these days. When you have to take the calculated risk, do I kick out Sarah Sanders and five other people? That's a total of six customers lost. Or do I let her dine here? The pictures come out. She tweets that she was here. And now I lose 20 people who don't want to come to my restaurant thinking I'm supporting Trump.
What about the 25 people you lost for kicking her out? I would never walk into a restaurant that kicked out anybody.
Guys, what I'm saying is, my point is, though, this is what business owners have to go through all the time now. Because if you look like you're supporting one side, the other side, there's a backlash.
But by serving somebody, you're not supporting them. You're just serving them. They are a customer.
But other people who hate Trump at the level that a lot of people hate Trump, that would be enough for them to boycott the restaurant.
They're loud,
Rich. I'm telling you, they're loud. It's not just extremists. Look at the Yelp page. That's a battleground between Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters. It's unbelievable how businesses have been harmed by this.
Is the
Yelp
fish any good at this place? Yeah. I don't know what kind
have
of
Have you been on the Yelp
are.
Page for that restaurant? Because there's a restaurant called the Red Hen in New Jersey that has now suffered where people will not go to the restaurant thinking it's affiliated with the other restaurant in D.C. in Virginia where it happened.
Right.
It's you have to, as a business owner, I do not envy
but
their position.
It's only because they kicked somebody out that Yelp is now on fire over it. Had they just gone in and ate, Yelp wouldn't have even known.
But Sarah Sanders, right, but if Sarah Sanders had tweeted that that's where she was dining and that she was there with her family, there are people who would not have gone to that restaurant because of that.
I agree.
So
you know what? Whatever.
It's right now, everything seems to be you have to take a calculated risk politically, and it's a shame because it's affecting everything in our society right now.
All I want to know is what kind of fish do you serve and do you have blueberry pie? That's it. Other than that, right. I don't care. I don't give a you know what.
But a lot of people do. A lot of people.
For what reason? What is the,
because
how
a lot
are they
people
better
feel,
served?
Because a lot of people feel like they're being conscious consumers and they're making moral decisions on where they put their money, where they spend their time.
Do these so-called conscious consumers check with a restaurant before they walk into it? Are you a conservative or a Democrat restaurant?
No,
a liberal restaurant? Are you a progressive restaurant? Is your pie progressive, or is it
kind of... For example, any restaurant that is in a Trump building right now has taken a huge hit.
Ah, my God.
And
right.
So, that's because people will not go.
Because it's got his name on it. I get that. But if you walk into a Dairy Queen, who cares? Whether Sarah Sanders eat there.
I'm not saying I do this.
Crispy
all I'm saying is
Dairy Queen.
All I'm saying is you don't eat chicken. All I'm saying is that this is how a lot of people think right now, and this is a tough place for people in small businesses to be in.
Let me tell you something. Last time I was in line at the Chick-fil-A, there was about 40 cars in front of me. So
and bet they're all not great wing cars either.
You can't go into a Chick-fil-A without having 100 people in front of you.
But people don't go to Chick-fil-A's because of...
A lot of people don't.
And I don't think Chick-fil-A minds because I think they're doing all right.
They're doing fine without them, yeah. Okay, so I just want to kind of go back to the discussion. We have this polarization and why we're there. The discussion of who replaces Justice Kennedy, I have a suggestion. One of the people that hosts a television, like Judge Judy, let's put her on the Supreme Court, Joe Brown.
Right, he's
tough. How about, let's put one of those people.
I don't know Joe Brown, but you know what? I'd vote for Judge Judy any day.
Judge Judy is a piece of work.
Tough, and I honestly don't even know what her political affiliations are, but I like how smart she is, and I like I like watching her on the show. I think when she was actually a real judge, she probably was exactly like that.
I like that.
I think having another woman would be good. Yeah. So I'm all for it. Go for Judge Judy.
I think
Judge Jury
for
the Supreme Court.
But see, the thing is, though, Rich, my point is, though, I've been watching her show for a long time, not every day, but whenever it's on, but I still don't know what her political affiliations are, and that's what all judges should be. That's why I could say I would absolutely be in favor of someone like Judge Judy, because her politics are supposed to come into play. And yet this has become such a political position, and it's not supposed to be.
Okay. So just while we're throwing gasoline on the fire here, let's look up Representative Sean Patrick Maloney. I'm sort of off the rails now for a minute.
Uh-oh, Rich.
Do you know Representative Maloney, know who he is?
No.
Okay. Google him, and we'll talk about why I suggested that we Google him in a moment, because that sort of fits into this conversation that we're having right now about how crazy the world has become. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, the official lists from Talkers Magazine. Notice how I sound like a broadcaster there. The official lists from Talkers, top 10 stories, number 10, goings and comings of football stars. So that's number 10, sports talk radio. Number 9, the death of Joe Jackson. Number 8, the continuing focus on Russian probe. Give me a break, will you please kiss that off? Oy. Number 7, the shooting in Annapolis. Number 6, the harassment of administration officials. Number 5, is there going to be a meeting between Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin? Looks like it. Supreme Court rulings, number 4. Primary results, number 3. Illegal immigration, number 2. And the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. That makes the top. That's the cap of the list. Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen. Meanwhile, something that is good and sane is this is the sanest way to lose weight that you could possibly find. the healthiest way to lose weight that you could possibly find, and the most practical way to lose weight that you could possibly find. Understanding how your body works. Some people care, some people don't. If you understand how your body works, you'll know why Calitrin is the number one, the best healthy choice, healthiest choice for weight loss in the country. Calitrin uses protein from collagen. Protein from collagen pushes the fat out, allows you with good exercise to develop good, strong, lean muscle. That's it. Pushes it, literally pushes the fat out, and it becomes part of, you know, your system eats and it moves out things that your body doesn't need or use, and thus the fat goes away. No adverse effects whatsoever. You'll maintain your weight or you'll lose the weight. I've been on this since the end of April, 10, 11 pounds I needed to lose my little roll, Richie, that I get around. Matter of fact, you could use this for your roll.
I could definitely use some, yeah.
Yeah, you could. All right, so here's where you go, Richie. Toploss.com. Get 10% off. You might even be able to get a better deal than that because you know me. So anyway, go to toploss.com, or they might charge you more. 10% off. Now, if you use the code DJV, you'll be all right. Toploss.com. Lose the weight effectively, safely. No caffeine, no drugs, no nothing but natural collagen in Calitrin. You get a free bottle when you buy over three, 10% off whatever you buy. Toploss.com. Lose the weight safely, sanely. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for special deals.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders Program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
The list of people that have made it into the top 10, according to the review done by the supervisors at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Let's go at it from number 10 to number 1. Joe Jackson, his passing noted at number 10. Number 9, Robert Mueller and the continuing Russia probe. Angela Merkel is at 8. Jared Warren Ramos, bad guy in the shoot 'em up. In Annapolis, number 7. Sarah Sanders, number 6. That's pretty much that. What went on with her was pretty damned outrageous, don't you think? Maxine Waters, speaking of outrageous, number 5. Vladimir Putin, more outrage, number 4. Joe Crowley and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in that election upset in New York, number 3. Anthony Kennedy, as you can imagine, number 2. And as usual, the president of the United States, number one most discussed person in our country is Donald Trump. All right, let's get back to the countdown. This is sort of a countdown extra. I just wanted to throw this. I always love throwing grenades and then listening to people talk about it. My whole life has been grenade throwing. on the radio or in other circumstances where I've been. And so here's Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who was notified that his office was not allowed to buy tampons for his staffers. He says it's the old geezers from the Republican Party who are at fault. So now he pays $37 a week or whatever it is to buy feminine hygiene products for his staff.
Why is he buying feminine hygiene products?
Because it got denied. Yeah, I just read through this. He was allowed to buy tissues, hand sanitizer, a first aid kit. Those are things that he's allowed to buy under the budget.
Federal funds.
With federal funds. But it was rejected, so he had to write a personal check for $37 to provide feminine hygiene products.
But is that something you expect your employer to buy for you? Isn't that something that's kind of really, really personal and you kind of bring yourself?
Don't you have a dispenser, a tampon dispenser?
Yeah, dispenser.
Bathroom at Radio America?
No.
Really?
Oh, okay. Well... every other place does.
I've seen him. Well, I am saying I've seen him.
I don't control it. The building replaces all his
restrooms. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Right. Well, in this case, and that makes sense. And if you're renting space in the landlord,
Kara,
that makes sense.
If there is
I've been in the women's room. Do they have a tampon dispenser in the ladies' room here? No.
Ah! Outrage. Burn the building down. Yeah.
For Kara.
Hi.
Sue.
All right.
Well, apparently it will be worked out,
Do they have condoms in there?
I've never seen condoms in a bathroom ever.
Oh. In a women's room? Oh, I've seen
in restaurants. Yeah.
Well, no.
In bars? Yeah.
Maybe in the men's room, but not in the women's room.
Right.
Yeah. But apparently this is going to get worked out, and that the committee made a mistake, and that they should not have denied that the budget include feminine hygiene products.
If you're going to include
tissues and hand sanitizer, and you don't include any feminine hygiene products for the staff members or for visitors, that's what he was saying he wanted. He thought that was just like the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's one of those things where,
Of course.
I wasn't prepared. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, a quick note on the passing of Joe Jackson. Everybody, I can't believe even his family are heralding what a wonderful guy he was.
He's a piece
when he
of
used
garbage.
To beat the hell out of the kids when they were the Jackson 5. I don't get that at all. But everybody changes, move things around.
Yeah.
Heather Locklear is at number 9, and whoever she's beaten up now, what a shame.
Poor Heather Locklear.
Poor girl, man.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really.
Mess.
Did she get started on them when she was Richie Sambora's wife? Or when she was...
pretty sure when she was with the dude from Motley Crue, she was exposed to some stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you're married to Tommy Lee without seeing
stuff that's
pretty illicit.
Right. Too bad. All right. So there is a comment or two or three about some of the important stories, the issues people this week. Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for our review of the top five technology stories this week, as edited and prepared by Victoria Keelan. She goes from number five to number one, so it makes sense in the order of the universe, Victoria, for you to start this week with number five.
Well, the Supreme Court had a busy week, and one of the cases that they ruled on was that law enforcement needs a warrant to access cell phone location data in most cases. Now, this case rose out of a number of robbery cases from 2010 to 2011. Police obtained a suspect's location data with a court order, but not a warrant. And the Justice Department argued that an individual's privacy expectation was diminished when you are voluntarily sharing information with a third party, like a cell phone carrier. That's a pretty broad argument. That's basically saying every single person with a cell phone is giving up their privacy. I can't even believe that argument was even upheld. So, and this is decades old now. So they say that the old ruling was that there was no expectation of privacy, and now the Supreme Court says that as more and more people have cell phones, and this is a different thing than it was 20 years ago. Cell phones just, you know, we're in a whole different beast now. And so the court decision is that the warrantless location searches were still permissible only in cases of emergencies and for national security purposes. However, every other aspect of trying to find someone's cell phone location data, it has to go through. It can't just be a court order. It has to be an actual search warrant now. So a little bit better for privacy, but still, if you're, you know, a criminal. Yeah, I don't know. We're protecting criminals a little bit more, but it does protect everybody else.
All right, let's keep going here on our list of the top five items from the world of technology this week by moving to number four, food apps, eh?
Yes, millennials are three times more likely to order food delivery than their parents. Apps like Seamless, Uber Eats, and Grubhub are cited for making ordering in easier than grocery shopping and cooking at home. The apps are also being blamed for why millennials are eating at restaurants less. It's good for some business, though. Chipotle's partnership with DoorDash has seen an increase in delivery sales to the tune of 667%. So losers in this scenario this week are companies like Kraft Heinz and General Mills, which you obviously have to be in a grocery store to buy those products pretty much.
Yep. All right, number three, a focus on Alexa. My focus on Alexa is not to have one, but a lot of people are into it, so what's the latest there?
Yep, Amazon rolled out an update to its Alexa app, and now if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can use voice commands for Alexa. It's not as seamless as using Apple's Siri, where users can just say, hey, Siri, and it wakes her up. But in order to trigger the commands of Alexa on iPhones, you have to open the app first. So you do have to swipe a few times, but then you can ask Alexa to do regular things like play your music and check weather and all that good stuff.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Whatever you want her to do, yes.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Number two, CBS and streaming and football. This is an interesting combo.
Yep, football fans can now watch the NFL live on their cell phones on a CBS streaming service.
Why would you want to watch a game on a, like, what is it, 5x2-inch screen?
Right. Well, if you're the reason for that is if you're not in front of a screen, if you're not in front of a computer, or if you're out, in the car, you know, the convenience
driving along
of it,
watching a football game, that's a recipe for something really
I was going to add,
happen.
If you're a passenger.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Only if you're a passenger. But you'd be surprised. There really is a need for it. That's why Twitter was streaming NFL games, and people were following it on Twitter. They lost out their bid to live stream the next season. Amazon Prime actually has it now. They spent a lot of money to stream the NFL. So even though the NFL ratings are down, technically it's the TV ratings that are down. Streaming is actually up. So CBS expanded its streaming agreement with NFL this week, and this will go through the 2022 football season. And, of course, this is part of the NFL's attempt to reach more viewers. And the CBS All Access subscribers can watch games on cell phones, Roku, Xbox, PlayStation, and on smart TVs as well.
All right. The top tech story of the week, a focus on who's dumping what social media accounts.
Yep, there's a serious lack of trust in social media like Facebook and Twitter, and consumers expect brands that advertise on those platforms to urgently find solutions. This is according to new research that came out this week. We knew that the Cambridge Analytica data breach with Facebook would be a big deal. We didn't really have numbers now. Now we do. 4 in 10 people who were surveyed for this have canceled at least one social media platform in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for Facebook.
Nope. Can't say goodbye. Well, goodbye, but its relevance perhaps waning. That's it. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The Trump administration thinks it has a plan that could quickly dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons programs.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be discussing this with the North Koreans in the near future about really how to dismantle all of their WMD and ballistic missile programs in a year.
On CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, National Security Advisor John Bolton says if Pyongyang complies, it would see immediate economic changes.
It's to North Korea's advantage to see these programs dismantled very quickly, because then the elimination of sanctions, aid by South Korea and Japan and others, can all begin to flow.
Exit polls in Mexico are predicting clear victories for allies of leftist presidential candidate Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador in races for 4 state houses plus the capital. President Trump already congratulating the presumptive president-elect. Meanwhile, President Trump says he's delaying signing a revised version of the North American Free Trade Agreement until after the midterms in hopes of reaching a better deal. Mr. Trump said in a Fox interview Sunday he would quickly sign an agreement with Mexico and Canada, but he's not happy with it and wants to make it more fair, adding he would wait until after the fall elections. A lot of people this weekend found out just what summer is all about. Hot temperatures making for a lot of discomfort, people trying to find any way to beat the heat. In New York, on Coney Island, one beachgoer said you couldn't get too far in the sand without footwear.
Very hot. Very hot. I don't know how to explain it, but it's hot. You know? That's why I'm wearing slippers, so my feet don't touch the sand. It's hot.
LeBron James giving up Lake Erie for the beautiful Pacific Ocean, leaving Cleveland for the second time in his career, signing a 4-year, $154 million deal with the L.A. Lakers. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Spain says Barcelona will be the docking port for an aid boat that rescued 60 migrants in waters near Libya, but was not allowed to land by both Italy and Malta.
A spokesman for the Spanish Prime Minister says the open arms boat had the right to dock in the eastern city. The spokesman says it would take 4 days for the boat to reach Barcelona. That vessel is run under the Spanish flag by the Barcelona-based aid group Proactiva Open Arms. Spain's new socialist government is pressing other EU nations to treat rescued migrants with dignity and in line with international law.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart adds that Spain has overtaken Italy this year in the number of migrants who've arrived on land and by sea. Canada began imposing tariffs Sunday on $12.6 billion of U.S. goods as retaliation for the Trump administration's new taxes on steel and aluminum imported into the United States. More at townhall.com. Standard & Poor's has upgraded Greece's credit rating by one notch, citing reduced debt servicing risks following a deal with the country's international creditors.
The ratings agency also says Greece's outlook is stable. Despite the upgrade, Greece's rating remains well within junk or non-investment grade territory. That means some investors will be precluded from investing in Greek bonds, and others will demand a high return on their investment to do so. Meanwhile, Greece will remain under enhanced supervision from its creditors.
Correspondent Jeremy House adds that Greece's European creditors and the International Monetary Fund have decided to provide another debt relief package to help wean the country off its rescue loans. Walt Disney World offering guests a new mobile app called Play Disney Parks. It debuted Saturday, which is the same day that Toy Story Land opened to the public at the popular theme park. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time we begin with the Columbia Workshop, starring the fellow who was the inspiration for the cartoon character Foghorn Leghorn. More about that in a moment, because I need to let you know that later on, we have a skit from Baby Snooks and Daddy, starring Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford. Back to Foghorn Leghorn. While created for Looney Tunes by animator Robert McKimson, the Blustering Rooster was directly inspired by the popular character Senator Beauregard Claghorn from The Fred Allen Show, as played by Kenny Delmar, with Mel Blanc imitating his vocalizations. Well, here now is Delmar in the title role of Lee Fountain Comes of Age, as presented on the Columbia Workshop back on the evening of November 2nd, 1946.
Presenting radio's foremost laboratory of writing and production techniques, the Columbia Workshop. Every week at this time, over most of these CBS stations, the Columbia Workshop presents a new and different broadcast with accent on the experimental. Today, our author is Joseph Ruskell, who has been represented before on the workshop. His story is called Lee Fountain Comes of Age. Kenny Delmar appears in the leading role. The special musical score has been composed and is conducted by Alexander Semler, and the production is under the direction of Werner Michel. Lee Fountain Comes of Age.
When Lee Fountain was 7, he decided it was stupid to grow up.
Because then you just go to the store and go to the store like Dad and never chase butterflies.
He decided to do something about it.
I'll never grow up, never. I'm going to keep being little. I'll hold on tight and never let go.
And every night in bed, Lee said to God,
"And please, God, I decided to hold on tight and always stay a little boy. Not big, will you ever laugh like Pa and go to the store? And go to the store. No marbles, nothing. And in between, you just sleep and snore plenty loud. And look at Mom, no jacks or anything. Just stays in the kitchen, and when she cries, her nose is red. And dear God, the main thing is, what becomes of little children when they get big? Are they swallowed up or what? And things like that. So I decided I'll just hold on tight and stay little. Please, God, let me always be a little boy. I don't want to ever grow up. It's no fun."
Strange little duck, but it seems he didn't hold on tight enough. For before he knew it, he was tall and thin and 15 and went to high school. And his classmates all sneered and called him odd. For he was still in short pants and refused to change into longies.
Look at him, Lee Fountain, Superman, still in diapers. You leave me alone, Buck Bishop. You leave me alone, Buck Bishop.
My soul and I, we have a good cry.
What's that, Joe?
Haven't you heard, Helen? In math this morning, Itchy Faxon was giving some square rooster dope out there.
And how do you suppose Diapers here was square rooting?
Itchy sneaks up behind Diapers' desk and grabs his paper out of his hand.
And reads it out loud to all the kids. Poetry.
My soul and I, we have a good cry.
That's what he wrote. Can you beat it?
Don't let him get away. Hold him, Buck.
Hold him, Buck.
Let me go.
Ow! He bit me. I'm bleeding.
Sock him, Buck. Go ahead, sock him.
Sock him, Buck.
Attaboy, Buck.
Look at Diapers. Sweet, sweet.
My soul and I, we have a good cry.
Sock him, get up, Bucky. Sock him again.
Run along, Cleo. Beat it, Cleo.
In the zone. Buck Bishop, you awful bully. Or I'll scratch your eyes out. The whole pack of you.
Graham, Cleo.
I'd like to see anyone make me. You murderer. Are you hurt?
I'm all right.
I'm Cleo Thompson. I'm in your history class.
Why don't you go in? The bell's rung.
Come here. Let me clean you up a bit. Got a hanky? Give it to me.
I'm all right.
Look at you. Shirt all torn. Face is a mess.
Oh,
does it hurt when I touch it? Boys can be so mean and cruel. I hate them. The girls are just as bad the way they giggle and watch a massacre. I'm in your history class.
I know.
There, you look a little better. How do you know?
What do you mean?
You never once talked to me. Never even looked at me. Do you despise me, Lee Fountain, because I'm freckled and plain and get the best marks in ancient history?
Last bell. Better go in.
You coming?
No.
Then I'll cut too. You're a queer one, Lee Fountain. Adam's apple, short pants, long hair, no friends. Always by your lonesome. What do you do when you're alone? I wonder, why do you sometimes mumble to yourself?
Why, I'm thinking of poems.
You're artistic. That's what I like about you. I can tell. They're not worth your little fingers, those bullies, those Philistines. You write lots of poems.
A lot.
Let's walk. It's beautiful, that one. How's it go? My soul and I. Beautiful.
You really think so?
Definitely. But of course they wouldn't know. Buck Bishop, he may be on the football team, but he's still a dope.
Cleo.
Yes, Lee?
Cleo, I think Cleo's such a beautiful name.
You do?
I wanted to tell you lots of times.
What stopped you?
I don't know. I was afraid.
Lee Fountain, do you want me to be your girl?
Huh?
Then I will.
You will?
On one condition.
What's that?
Take off those silly childish short pants and put on long ears.
Nothing doing.
You're a grown man almost. Why not?
Because.
Because what?
Just because, and that's all. Change the subject.
Don't be a nut. Do you always want to be laughed at?
I don't mind.
Well, what about me? Do you want people to point me out and say, there goes Mrs. Diapers?
Change the subject.
What's so sacred?
Listen, if you want to be with me, then change the subject. Change the subject.
You're a hot sketch, Lee Fountain. But I like you. Let's walk.
And after that day, they walked a lot, Lee and Cleo, and held hands and sighed. And one night, Cleo wrote in her diary,
we've been walking and talking the whole night. When we came out of the movies and got to my door, he begged me not to go in yet. So I felt kind of sorry for him. So I said, all right, once around the block. And lovely black thoughts were pouring out of his soul like death. And how nice the grass smells so late at night. So I said, I tell you what, we walked around the block 3 times already. So why not let's go to the park and sit on a bench and talk our heads off. Poor Lee almost fainted with joy. And that's exactly what we did, little diary. We walked and we talked the whole night through. Yes, little diary, you who know all my innermost thoughts, you have guessed it. He has fallen in love with me. Hopelessly, helplessly, horribly in love. We're sitting on the bench, and all of a sudden he says to me,
Cleo, what is it that you feel when you feel a feeling that you never felt before? You give up? It's an awfully silly word, so I won't mention it. Anyway, that's the way I feel. Anyway, if only you did. Oh, Cleo. Cleo.
And you can bet that when Lee Fountain said that, he had changed to longies. And again, Lee failed to hold on tight. For zoom, the years went by, and presto, he was 29. And he'd been keeping company with Cleo for years and years. He was engaged to her the last 9. He had a nice, snug job selling haberdashery at Ted Butler's. And everyone wondered why he hadn't long since gone ahead and married Cleo. It'd be common gossip. And Cleo said,
see here, Lee Fountain, I won't be put off any longer. You're not the only pebble on the beach.
Now, Cleo,
There's other fish in the sea, plenty of fellows who would have jumped to have me. Yeah. Joe Botkin and Eddie Price, but no, you monopolized my best years. 9 years we've been engaged.
Just one more month. Let's wait one more month, please, Cleo. July.
July. And before that, it was March. And before that, it was last year. And the year before that, and 9 years ago. You know what I think.
Cleo.
If you don't love me enough, just say so.
Oh, darling, I do. I'd die without you. But let's give it more thought.
More thought?
Yes.
I give up.
Marriage. Cleo, it does things to you. I mean, we won't be the same. The main thing is, what becomes of a bachelor like me when he gets married?
Is he swallowed up or what? And things like that. It'll be a different me. I mean...
He means, of course, that he's still trying to hold on to that idea of being little. But Cleo will have none of his nonsense.
Lee Fountain, you'll marry me tomorrow morning right off.
Tomorrow morning?
I'll take your ring back. We can pile into your jalopy and ride to a justice of the peace. It'll be over before you know it.
Let's make it a week from Tuesday. I get a day off then.
None of your tricks,
Lee. Whole day.
Tomorrow, first thing in the morning and not a minute later.
Yeah, make it the day after tomorrow then. Tomorrow's too soon.
Nothing doing. You'll call for me at 8 a.m. sharp or I'm through with you forever.
And again, Lee Fountain failed to hold on tight enough for... And again... Failed. 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 The boom life booms along. And zip. The years zip by.
30. 31. 2. 3. 4. 5.
And Lee is no longer young. No longer young. Lee sighs.
3 days ago, I was 7.
And wife Cleo just stays in the kitchen. And when she cries, her nose is red. And my, look how Junior's growing. Must be every bit of...
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And Lee all this while went to the store and went to the store. Yet often he rebelled, especially on his birthdays. On his birthdays, he exclaimed bitterly,
"My, 3 days ago, I was 7.
And went out and got drunk.
3 days ago, I was 7.
He's getting gray.
3 days ago.
Getting paunchy.
7.
Getting bald.
Getting old. Old.
Old. Old. Old.
40. Middle age. Yesterday he was 39, but today is lost. Lost. How's he acting up today, Cleo?
This time it started off worse than ever. He can't stand birthdays, and turning into 40 is what he can't stand worst of all. I think it'll be the meanest of all.
Why'd Pa run out of the house, Ma, without finishing his breakfast?
Hush, Junior. He had to see a man.
But why'd he break all the dishes?
Oh, your father's a wonderful man, Junior. He used to write poetry.
My soul and I, we had a good cry.
And Lee took it out on his boss, too, as usual. Did you know Lee's 40 today, Mr. B?
So that's it again. No wonder he was acting so peculiar in the store this morning. I should have known. A girl comes in to buy a tie. I'm taking care of somebody else, so Lee waits on her. For an old man about your age, she happens to say, and he practically throws her out of the store. I don't like these yearly tantrums. Look here, Lee. I don't like your attitude lately.
You don't own my attitude, Mr. B.
That's the limit. I won't stand for it. You scare the customers away. The last few days, you haven't had your mind on the business.
What are you talking about?
I won't stand for it. I mean your slipshod sales methods. I stood you for 15 years.
I stood you just as long.
No wonder I never branched out.
It squeezes me here. You get that? Is this all I was meant for? Well, I'll start over again.
No, you're 40, Lee.
It's a lie. I'm 39.
You'll have to cut out these monkey signs once and for all and pay attention to business.
The devil with business, the devil with you.
You remember your wife and child before your tongue puts you in the ash can.
Let me worry about them, Mr. B.
I've been harboring a snake for 15 years.
You bet. And what's a snake but a big worm? And this worm's making a big turn. I quit.
You do like fun, you're fine.
I am like fun. I quit.
We've got more of the Columbia Workshop coming up right after this short break.
is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Such as?
I don't know. Maybe an aspirin if you have a headache. Have you got a headache?
I could develop one for you if you want me to. You want me to?
And at the supper table, Lee munches his food sullenly, silently, and his little family tactfully does likewise. Suddenly, Lee stops eating, stares at his wife wrathfully, bangs the table with his fists, and snarls at his astonished spouse.
Thank you, Cleo Fountain, the anonymous author of Half My Troubles. Half My Troubles!
You're getting all gray. Does it bother you?
Like fun it does. Take April the 10th, Cleo. What happened to you that day?
April the 10th? I don't remember.
Take August the 20th. How about that? Huh? No, you don't remember that either.
Do you remember what happened to you?
Of course not, but at least I worry about it. Do you?
I'm always too busy with things to do.
What things?
Well, like sweeping up.
Like sweeping up.
Gee, Pop's your cuckoo tonight.
Junior, hush.
Junior?
Yes, Dad?
Why do you grow so fast?
Why do I grow so fast?
Why do you grow so fast?
I don't. I'm small for 10.
Don't fib. I don't like it.
I'm not fibbing.
I don't like it, I tell you. Here. And stop whining. I can't stand your whining. Do you hear me?
Stop it, Lee Fountain. Stop it right now.
bullying the boy like that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Get out of here as fast as your legs can carry you. And don't you dare come back here till you've calmed down.
Lee went. But first, he broke a few dishes. Then he went out and got good and drunk. He returned with flowers for Cleo and a baseball mitt for Junior. And next day, he got on the job at 8 a.m. instead of 9 a.m., as it was the day of the clearance sale. And still again, Lee Fountain failed to hold on tight enough, for zing, the years now rushed toward him twice as fast and, oh, piled up on him.
40 out.
Oh.
40 out.
Ah.
40 out.
Oh.
40 out.
Over me passed the days and months and years.
And please, God, I decided to hold on tight and stay a little boy.
Like squadrons and battalions of the foe.
Not big where you don't ever last, like Pa.
Trampling with alien thrusts and thoughtless jeers.
And go to the store. And go to the store. No marbles, nothing.
Over a wounded soldier lying low.
Dear God, what becomes of little children?
Lying low. Lying low.
Are they swallowed up?
Lying low. Low. Low.
Or what?
Or what?
My, the way he carried on today has been worse than ever. Positively the worst. Rounding 50 just about did for him. 40 wasn't half as bad. Why, he's locked himself in his room all day and won't come out. Won't say boo. Won't eat a stitch. Not a stitch. It's been the meanest of all this time. I'm worried. Lee Fountain, open up. Your daughter-in-law's here.
Hello? Hello, father-in-law.
That's Phoebe. She wants to meet you.
Open up, Dad, for crying out loud.
Come on out, Mr. Fountain. I won't bite you.
Oh, come on. Open up there.
Lee, do you hear me? Open up. No. It's partly your fault, Junior. Running off and getting married without Pa's sanction. That's another reason he locked himself in there.
Well, I like that.
Now, Phoebe, no offense meant. If Mr. Fountain knew you, I'm sure he'd love you. But he's a very sensitive man, you know. He used to write poetry.
He would never let me bring a girl around the house, even Phoebe. You know darn well, Mom, I used to have to sneak Phoebe in here to see you.
Oh.
Don't cry, Phoebe. Why, only the other day, Mom, I says to him, feeling him out, I said, listen, Dad, what do you think of my getting married someday soon? And he says, what for? So I says, what for? And he says, just what I said, what for? So I says, well, what for does anyone get married? And he says, change the subject. And I says, gee, Dad, what's the matter with you? Got a psychosis on the subject or something? I'm 20, and you know what he says? What are you trying to do, make me a grandfather? Why, no, Dad, I says. Change the subject, he says. Change the subject. That's all he says. Change the subject. You see, Mom? So how could I tell him about me and Phoebe?
Oh, just the same, son. You shouldn't have gone and eloped last night without first... My goodness, when he heard about it, he was furious. Lee Fountain, you come out of that room this instant. You hear?
Come on out, Dad.
Cry, Phoebe. He's got nothing against you.
Oh, don't
just...
cry, Phoebe. All right, if that's the way he wants it, we'll go live with your folks.
Wait a minute. Shh. Quiet. Mm.
Here he comes. Here he is.
It's just his hand sticking out the door.
With a note in it.
He dropped it.
He's gone again.
Let's see what he wrote.
What's it say, Junior?
What? Says,
well?
Says, to whom it may concern, anyone trying to make a grandfather out of me will be disowned and banished from my midst.
Again, Lee Fountain failed to hold on, tight, tight, tight. For in a twinkling, there was Peter, and all was lost. For Lee was now willy-nilly a grandfather, and Lee sulked, and true to his word, boycotted little Peter and all retainers of little Peter. And Grandma Cleo coaxed and begged and wept, but Lee was adamant, and zip, the years flew by, and Peter was...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And zowie, Lee Fountain was an old man, and 60 was staring him in the face, and he shuddered, and he moaned.
My, 3 days ago, I was 7.
And he was pale, and bent, and wore a hunted look, for he was afraid. Lee Fountain was afraid, and his heart was sick. He crept into his soul and wept. Familiar voices mocked his tears.
My soul and I,
we have a good cry.
And Lee Fountain wept and wept. And there came to him in his agony Peter, son of Junior, son of Lee, and said unto him,
why are you crying? Are you a baby or something?
Who are you?
Peter, your grandson.
Well, how'd you get here?
I'm 7 today and you didn't come to my party, so I decided to come here. Stop crying, sir. It's silly. Be a man.
Lee gaped in astonishment, for truly Peter was a strange little lad. As strange in his way as Lee himself had been at 7.
How old did you say you were?
7. You should have kept better track.
So, you're Peter.
Naturally. You look just like the picture on our mantle, only older.
And you're 7.
I hate being so young.
You what?
It's disgusting.
Why, how can you say such a thing? You're lucky that you're... Why?
It's no fun being little.
What if you were old, like me?
I'd love it. Being little is you know what?
What?
It's stupid. You know why?
Why?
Look, sir, for instance, here you are talking to a little boy. And you say to yourself, you say, he's only 7, so I guess I'll change the subject to lollipops. And did you win any marbles lately?
No, Peter, I won't change the subject.
When all the time I want to know answers like, why do you have to be little before you're big? And where do you go when you're asleep? And how does something come out of nothing? And why do things end?
And what if the answers make you sad, Peter?
That's nothing. I'd at least know, like you, and not waste time with, wash behind your ears, Peter, and eat your soup, Peter. It's good for you. And stand up and recite, Peter, and spinach. And foolishness like that. You see, sir?
And go on, Peter.
I'll bet you were young once. I'll bet you hated it, too. The way people kiss you and comb you and slap you and make you do what they want. And no one understands you. And you wish you were dead. Remember?
I remember.
I wish I could blow up and be big in a minute. When you're big, you can fly up to the sky if you want to. And no one will stop you.
No one.
And maybe say hello to God. See what I mean, sir?
Yes, I see. Yeah, I see. Peter,
Give me a kiss.
Of course not.
No?
Childish.
Oh, yes, so it is. A shake, then.
Shake.
Bless you, son.
Bless you, sir.
Gramp. Call me Gramp.
Sure, Gramp.
And from that time on, Lee Fountain let go and enjoyed life. And strangely enough, he grew younger every day. The Columbia Workshop, radio's foremost laboratory of writing and production techniques, has just presented Joseph Druskell's original whimsy, Lee Fountain Comes of Age. The special musical score was by Alexander Semler, and the workshop's director was Werner Michel. Appearing in the cast were David Anderson, Bob Dryden, Peter Griffith, Don Kiefer, Madeline Lee, Abby Lewis, Ronnie Liss, Pat Ryan, Lawson Zerbe, and the part of Lee Fountain was played by Kenny Delmar. The narrator, Ted Osborne. Next week, over most of these same CBS stations, the Columbia Workshop will offer a dramatized portion of Thomas Wolfe's great American novel, Look Homeward, Angel, as adapted for the workshop by Elizabeth Lomax and directed by Mark Sloab, with another original musical score by Alexander Semler, whose work was heard on today's workshop. Every week, the workshop selects a different kind of program with emphasis upon the unusual and the experimental. Make a mental note to follow the Columbia Workshop from week to week. Saturday night is good listening with CBS, so stay tuned now for the famous correspondent Larry Lesser, who will come to you in just a few moments over many of these same stations. Don Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Lee Fountain Comes of Age, as presented on the Columbia Workshop on November 2nd, 1946. As I mentioned earlier, lead actor Kenny Delmar also played Senator Beauregard Claghorn on The Fred Allen Show, a series on which he also served as the announcer. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, I'll share with you a spring 1943 comedy skit starring Fanny Bryce's baby Snooks, with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. Hit begins right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and a smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers.
You're Marshal now, huh?
And you sold your gun to Quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me.
Yeah, I'm here to kill you.
Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98, that's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE33. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER18 now. Don't let the summer super sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code SUMMER18. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget, offer code SUMMER18. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house.
Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is famous as the city that never sleeps. But be careful what you do after hours. There are 26,000 bars and restaurants in New York City. But if you enjoy live music, singing, or dancing, you could be breaking the law. That's because a Prohibition-era law still forbids three or more people from dancing any place where there is musical entertainment. Any exceptions require an expensive city-issued license that very few businesses actually have. Instead of looking through the lens of liberty, city officials go to court to defend that old cabaret law. In one case, they argued, there is no protected First Amendment right of expression to engage in recreational dancing. We should tell our officials they have no right to regulate us if we want to dance the night away.
For more, check out our podcast at lentofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time now for Fanny Bryce's Snooks and Hanley Stafford as Daddy in a skit from April 23rd, 1942.
Hello?
Daddy, this is John.
Oh, hello, John. I was going to call you in a few minutes.
Well?
I got engrossed in this catalog.
Catalog?
Yeah. I've ordered the most wonderful trout rod. $50.
Trout, can you afford to spend that kind of money on fishing, Daddy?
Well, can you keep a secret, John?
Sure.
I got a $5 raise.
Oh, well, congratulations. I'll bet your wife is happy.
She doesn't know about it.
No?
I'm going to stash the money each week until I get enough to pay for this equipment.
Oh.
And then I'll tell her, I think.
Oh. Well, Daddy, don't let Snooks find out.
Oh, don't worry about Snooks. I've already hidden $15, and if the kid hasn't found out yet, she never will.
Well, I hope not.
Nobody's even seen this catalog. I'll talk to you later, John. I have to put it back under the carpet.
Okay, Daddy. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I'd better stick this thing away again so nobody...
Push it under good, Daddy.
No. some paper got stuck under the carpet. Paper. Got stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Is it?
Guess I'll have to get somebody to help Mommy clean these rooms a little better.
You don't have to, Daddy.
Why not?
I heard a can when Sophie, she was going to mop up the floor with you.
When did she say that?
Right after she found the $15.
No. Look, she didn't find the money.
Didn't she?
Oh. Well, how did she find it?
I think someone told her where it was.
Why, impossible.
Yeah.
Who saw me hide the money?
Brooke, dear.
The baby? Did he tell Mommy?
No. He told me.
Oh, so that's it. You went and squealed to your mother.
No, I did not. I only squealed to Aunt Sophie.
Aunt Sophie? Well, everybody knows now.
No, Daddy. Only the three of us.
Oh, just the three of you? All told?
Yeah, and we all told.
Well, I guess the jig's up. I suppose you all know how I got the money?
Uh-huh. You got a raise.
It's like living with the Gestapo.
What are you going to do with the money, Daddy?
Oh, I was only going to borrow it for a while.
Yeah.
I wanted to hold out $50 to buy some new fishing tackle, that's all. I was going to square it later.
You feel bad, don't you, Daddy?
Oh, what's the difference? Nobody cares how I feel. But I won't stand for it much longer. Someday the worm will turn.
Ain't it the same on both ends?
No. Someday I'll take matters in my own hands and show everybody who's boss. I earn the money, don't I?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm entitled to spend some of it on myself. What if I did get a raise? I work for it. She can buy hats and stockings and shoes and...
And girdles?
Yes. She's living off the fat of the land. Why can't I have what I want?
What do you want, Daddy?
A fly rod. A measly little $50 fly rod.
It's a lot of money to catch flies with.
I don't want to catch flies.
Oh.
I want to catch fish. That's the only pleasure I have, isn't it? Do I do anything else?
You don't even catch fish.
Well, I go fishing.
Yeah, I know you go.
It doesn't matter to me whether I catch anything or not. I'm a born angler.
That's what Mommy said.
Just what did she say?
You got more angles than...
Never mind that. I'll show you who's got angles. Well, I'm going to start wearing the pants from now on.
Ain't you been wearing pants, Daddy?
No.
Mommy don't.
We've got more from Baby Snooks coming up right after this short break. Stay tuned.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. SIPC.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Canada's Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that a private university must align all of its, quote, codes of conduct with the state's or lose its accreditation. Now, this decision has essentially banned faith from the public sphere, and it will have a ripple effect across all professions and institutions. The sexual revolution has changed many foundational standards of moral and ethical norms, and now it has been legally weaponized in Canada. But here in the USA, religious freedom will be defended. Visit pgi.org and obtain your free guide, The Constitution on Campus.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now let's get back to Baby Snooks on When Radio Was.
I'm not going to tolerate it any longer. Where is she?
Daddy, he might hear you.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have it out with this one.
I'll go get it.
Hi, here. Let me think about it. You go to bed.
I want to help you get the money for the fishing rod, Daddy.
Oh, how can you help me?
I got some money. I've been selling newspapers.
You have?
Yeah, I buy the newspapers for 3 cents a piece.
How much do you sell them for?
2 cents.
Now, what good is that?
No good?
Why, of course not. If you don't make any profit, what's the sense of selling papers?
I like to holler.
I can't imagine where you get that strange desire.
Oh, Daddy. I can't believe.
Well, I've got a right to holler. Oh, how much money have you got from your newspaper hawking?
3 cents.
That is not enough. I need $50. Oh, look at this, Rod Snooks. Did you ever see anything so beautiful?
No, Daddy.
$50. It's a steal.
Let's steal it.
No. I guess I'll never get that much money.
We could choke the cat, Daddy.
Choke the cat?
Yeah, choke the cat.
What on earth for?
You remember when you came home from the poker game?
Well?
You said there was $10 in the kitty.
Well, that's something else. It has nothing to do with choking cats.
Why?
Because it hasn't.
I got an idea how to make some money.
How?
You dress me up and I'll go out on the street and give my chicken imitation.
Well, what is your chicken imitation? How do you make money with it?
For 5 cents, I cackle like a chicken.
Yes.
And for 10 cents, I lay an egg. And for 50 cents, I eat a worm.
Oh, go to bed. I never heard such nonsense in all my life.
I'm only trying to help you, Dad.
Oh, I suppose you mean well, but come on, I'll tuck you in bed.
All right.
And don't worry about the money. I guess I can do without that rod.
No, I want you to have it, Dad.
Well, it's no use. Since Mummy knows I got the raise, nothing can be done.
She don't know about it.
She what?
She don't know about the $15 either.
You mean you didn't tell her?
No, I didn't tell her.
Well, why not?
Because I didn't know where you hid it.
Well, what was this story about Robespierre finding it?
I made it up.
I don't understand it. How did you know about the raise?
I heard you talking to John Conti on the phone.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Want to make a deal?
A deal? Is this blackmail? By the very idea, trying to bribe... What's the deal?
I won't tell, Mommy, if you don't thank me no more.
Well, it's very dishonest to make such a deal, sir.
Smiling.
But these are extenuating circumstances. I'll quit spanking you until I get the $50.
I wish the rod cost $100.
But I want you to understand I'm going to make up that money to Mother some other way. I'll do an odd job here and there.
Oh,
well, now I can get that rod. Oh, boy, I'm the happiest man in the world.
When you go on fishing, Daddy?
On the first hot day.
Yeah.
And when it's real hot, I'll catch a great big one for you.
Will
you? You bet. Just give me one hot day, and I'll be out pulling them in. Now say your prayers and go to sleep.
Yes, Daddy. Dear angel, please take care of Mummy and Rope Pierre and Aunt Sophie and Uncle Louie. Amen.
Why, Snooks, what about me?
Oh, yeah. Please, dear angels, make it hot for my daddy.
From April 23rd, 1942, Fanny Bryce's Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. The most famous actress to portray Fanny Bryce in the movies clearly was Barbara Streisand, who captured an Oscar for the 1968 film version of the hit Broadway musical Funny Girl. But there had been an earlier motion picture based on the life of Bryce. Although the names were changed, most agree the 1939 musical drama Rose of Washington Square was based on Fanny Bryce's marriage to gambler and con artist Dickie Arnstein. Tyrone Power played the male lead, with the female lead handled by a singer-actress we feature on this show quite often. I'll name her, then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Tickle the Ivories with MusicRewind.com and the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories, a 3-CD compilation of 60 easy listening and classical piano favorites. Enjoy the most popular, timeless songs played by top pianists such as Duke Ellington, George Gershwin, Nat King Cole, Oscar Peterson, Liberace, Carmen Cavallaro, George Shearing, and many more. Buy the Essential Collection of Golden Piano Memories today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code PIANO63. That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to order Golden Piano Memories now. Remember, PIANO63 to save on shipping.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Celebrate our Radio Spirit Super Summer Sale and save at least 30% off all classic radio products on our website. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER18.
I don't have to spell it out for you. We need a break on this thing. We need a bet.
And that's what we're doing, giving you a huge break of at least 30% off all our classic radio products, including free shipping.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this, we have done better. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and remember offer code SUMMER18.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, Effie? Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER18 to get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Folks keep asking me how KFC can afford to fit two pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, taters and gravy, a biscuit, a medium drink, and a cookie into my KFC $5 fill-ups and still sell them for just $5. Well, I saved a little money by only paying for 25 seconds of this here 30-second commercial. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
It's star Tyrone Power and Alice Faye. Of course, we usually have Alice Faye working with her real-life husband, Phil Harris, on their popular radio comedy series. I'm Greg Bell, and please remember to visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.